It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Biebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe. The Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Live from Waynesville, North Carolina, we're coming to you with in the most electric high school football environment in the state, in the South, and in the country. We're at C.E. Weatherby Stadium. It's the game of the year, the state's best high school football rivalry. It's Pisgah at Tuscola, the 50th meeting of this infamous and classic and historic county clash. From Waynesville, North Carolina, high sports fans, I'm Chuck Biebernetz, subbing in for Chad Upton, who is at a school function of all places and is expected to make it around halftime. So I'm your play-by-play man, and I'll be broadcasting to you tonight alongside my broadcast partner and voice of the Pisgah basketball, Miss Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, it's finally here.
You know, I have been waiting for this week since last year, and actually since we hired Coach Chappell. The best thing that Pisgah ever did was hire Coach Chappell. He's an amazing man. I've been around him all week. Been a lot of top secret stuff, though. He don't want to talk much about this game. He's been a little hushy-hushy. Don't want his players to be around the media. You got to do what the coach says.
Well, this game right here, the Pisgah Black Bears coming in with a 5-2 overall record, 2-1 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. They'll face the tough Tuscola Mountaineers, who are 6-1 overall and 3-0 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. And they have the Mountaineers run a 5-game win streak. So this is, you know, there's so many storylines to this football game. And it's, when we say it's most electric, these young men will never forget this. We are an hour or so away from kickoff, and we are already in a standing room only stadium that seats 7,600 people. The line of about 1,000 or more and growing is at the gate waiting to get in. And crowd expectations is supposed to be in excess of 10,000 people.
You know, I feel sorry for the people that's coming to the game late. They opened the gates at 4:30 to let the people in. A couple of friends of mine said they drove by the stadium at 12 o'clock. People were in line at 12 o'clock to get a seat. So that tells you how big a rivalry this is. The I-High guy come up and talked to me, and he said they love this. This is the best rivalry game that they can carry. And he said he can't believe how many people from this town turn out for these two teams. And it is amazing. You know, last night the game at the JV's had, the stadium was nearly full. And that's the largest crowd I've ever seen for a JV game. And I was impressed.
In a stadium that also seats 7,600 people. So that's pretty big for the JV ball players. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue on with our pregame show here on AM 920. When we come back, we'll have more around the area of high school football. We'll cover college and the NFL. And as we approach kickoff, we'll dissect and analyze this upcoming classic football game as we approach kickoff. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Welcome back to Weatherby Stadium here in Waynesville, North Carolina. Chuck Biebernetz along with Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, around the area, I don't think there's a game in the mountains, let alone in the state, that's bigger than this one. But we'll go over some of the high school slate on hand tonight as it's Friday night football in North Carolina. In the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, beyond this game, Brevard is at West Henderson, East Henderson at Smoky Mountain, North Henderson at Franklin, sort of like a ho-hum week in the conference.
Except for our game.
I think everybody all over the mountains is here.
Yeah, there's probably some people from them teams here to watch this game. But the only one that really piques my interest is North at Franklin. But you know what? I feel sorry for North Henderson. They're on their fourth-string quarterback. Their first-string quarterback, ACL. Second-string quarterback, ACL. Third-string quarterback, ACL. So now they're down to the fourth-string quarterback, and he's never played quarterback. He's been the wide receiver. So they had to throw him in.
In the conference standings, with counting this game tonight, there are four games left in the regular season before we start thinking playoffs. Franklin and Tuscola are tied in the conference with 3-0 marks, 7-0 overall for Franklin, ranked number 2 in the state, and Tuscola 6-1, and then followed by a tie for second place with Pisgah at 2-1 and North Henderson at 2-1, the team that you just mentioned, Rhonda. Pisgah obviously with a 5-2 record. Moving along into the Mountain Athletic Conference, the 3A-4A section of it, Asheville's at McDowell, Irwin at Robertson, and Reynolds at Inca. The big game in that conference in the MAC is Irwin having to travel over to Skyland to play the Rams.
I'm kind of interested to see if Irwin can put up 62 points and a half again. That shocked me against A.C. Reynolds. Robertson's struggling this year. They have good games. They have bad games. They have an outstanding quarterback in Penner. He's leading Western North Carolina in passing. They do pass a lot, which is not good with Irwin. We pointed out that you need to ground and pound with Irwin to beat them, to keep their offense off the field. And even Irwin's coach said the toughest game they've had so far has been Pisgah. He said that's the toughest team they've played so far. And that's a high compliment.
This classic right here has a connection to that game. Irwin, as Rhonda noted, played Pisgah earlier in the year, and Pisgah was leading that game 24-20 with a minute 37 left in the halftime, and fumbled the ball, and then three penalties helped the drive, and they scored before instead of going up 31-20. The Black Bears going up 31-20, they were down 26-24 at halftime, and then it just got away from them in the third quarter before they made a rally back. And then Robertson, who is 2-0 in the conference, Irwin's 3-0 in the conference, Robertson tagged Tuscola with their only loss of the season in a game that went down to the wire.
Yeah. This was a rebuilding year for Robertson. They had a senior-leading team last year with Noah Suber as a quarterback, and you know that they were going to struggle a little bit. But Penner has really been the key for them, and if they could ever get a running game established, I think they would be at the top of the, stranger things happen. Hey, it's a full moon.
Oh, that's great. Full moon on this one.
Yeah, you never know. Strange things happen on
a lot of strange things happen in this football game. We don't need the full moon, but we'll have it. Moving over to the Western Highlands Conference, Madison is at Owen, Hendersonville at Mitchell High School, and Polk County's over at Avery County. Not really a big game on the slate in the Western Highlands Conference.
No, and I've been really shocked with Hendersonville this year. They have really disappointed a lot of people. They were preseason picked to win that conference, or at least be up there with Owen, and Owen, the Hendersonville game, be the one that decides the championship. But it's not even going to be that this year. It looks like it's going to be Polk and Owen, which will come down later in the year, and that's going to be a classic.
Moving down to the Smoky Mountain 1A Conference, it's Cherokee struggling at 0-2 in the conference and 0-7 on the year. Cherokee's at Swain County, who's 2-0 in the conference and 5-2 overall. Swain County lost a heartbreaker at home, had their 19-game home winning streak snapped by these very Tuscola Mountaineers. And then also Murphy's at Andrews and Robbinsville at Rosman. Again, sort of like another weak slate. A ho-hum slate of high school games other than this one.
Other than this one. And I think WLOS probably needs to stay for the whole game. Us and Irwin and Robertson is the two best games in the whole Western North Carolina this weekend.
Well, so that's the slate around the state of, or in the mountains of North Carolina. That's the high school football. We're going to take a break again. When we come back, we'll dissect the top 25 in college football and games this Saturday. And we'll be back. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95. Or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Welcome back to Weatherby Stadium in Waynesville, North Carolina. Chuck Fiebernuts along with Rhonda Bird. That's right, Rhonda is subbing for me, and I have slid over to the play-by-play, waiting for Chad Upton, who has a school function in Buncombe County, and he will not be here. It's expected to arrive here at the stadium, he thinks, around halftime. I noted to Chad the other day, I said, where are you going to park?
He's going to have to walk from Hazelwood.
I mean, that's a mile away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking out over the stadium, and there is absolutely no parking.
Sense.
You've got a line of at least more than 1,000 people lined up all the way to Brown Street here at Weatherby Stadium. It is already packed. People have got here early. When I arrived here at 4:15, there was a large crowd already filing into the stadium, and people got, you know, were getting their seats. And so both teams are on the field going through the pregame warm-up, and this is going to be a big night between the Pisgah Black Bears and the Tuscola Mountaineers. But before we get to it, we got plenty of time before kickoff. Rhonda, little college football last night, your UNC Tar Heels were on the line for an upset, but Miami, ranked 10th, came back and scored with about 34 seconds left in the game to beat the Tar Heels 27-23 to stay unbeaten.
You know, Shelby Crest has this sign on their field house that says a stable of speed. Well, that's what the Hurricanes are. They're a stable of speed, and they recruit from Florida, and Florida's got the top recruiting bed for speed. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to catch, you know, speed when you don't have it in the mountains and recruiting. You know, Larry Fedora's having to back recruit, and he's having to recruit over Florida State, Miami, Clemson. I mean, it's hard, you know, and Carolina's not been a predominant football program, so he's trying to make it, but it's not going to get there this year.
But a valiant effort by the Tar Heels, though.
Yeah.
Taking the number 10th ranked team in the nation all the way to the wire and holding that lead.
You know, John Swofford was on the radio. I was coming home last night listening to the game, and he said that he wants the ACC to be a perennial power in football. Well, you add Louisville next year, and I guarantee you, with Pitt, Syracuse, Miami, Florida State, Clemson, they are going to be a perennial power in football.
Tonight on the college football slate, Central Florida is at number 8 Louisville. Hopefully we'll have some updates and also high school scores as this game is going on. And then Saturday, Arkansas is at number 1 Alabama. Washington State at number 2 Oregon. Number 5 Florida State is at number 3 Clemson.
Ooh.
That is an 8 p.m. game. Iowa at number 4 Ohio State is a 3:30 kickoff. Number 6, LSU is at Ole Miss. That's a 7 o'clock game. Number 9, UCLA at number 13, Stanford, 3:30 kick. Number 24, Auburn at number 7, Texas A&M. Johnny Manziel's Aggies looking to gig the Auburn Tigers at 3:30. Kickoff at noon between the number 11th ranked South Carolina Gamecocks at Tennessee. Iowa State at number 12, Baylor. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Number 22, Florida at number 14, Missouri. That's at 12:21. Number 15, Georgia at Vanderbilt. That's a noon kickoff. Number 16, Texas Tech at West Virginia. That's also at noon. UNLV at number 17, Fresno State, late at 10 o'clock. Number 18, Oklahoma at Kansas. That's the 3:30 kickoff. Number 20, Washington at Arizona State, 6 o'clock. TCU at number 21, Oklahoma State at 12, number 23, Northern Illinois at CMU, that's Central Michigan at 3, and number 25, Wisconsin at Illinois at 8 p.m. Rhonda, one of the things that we noted, the big game, there's several big games in the college football, just out of the top 25, start off with the big one down in Clemson, South Carolina, with the Florida State Noles playing the Tigers of Clemson.
Well, this is my opinion on that game. I think that Clemson's going to come out winning the game only on this reason here. Granted, Florida State has a great quarterback. He's a freshman. This is a primetime game in hostile territory, and I'm going to take Clemson's quarterback, a senior quarterback that is rated by the NFL as one of the most accurate passers in college football. I'm going to take that team, Clemson, the Orange, to win by a field goal. It's going to be close.
It will be. Jameis Winston against Taj Boyd, the quarterback for Clemson. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston is the quarterback for Florida State. And I'd have to agree with you. I'm going to ride with the Clemson Tigers. Yeah. Home crowd's going to be nuts down there in Death Valley. So that's going to be a big game. We have UCLA out against Stanford. Nobody's given Stanford a chance. You know, they give the smart guys. They lose one game and everybody jumps off the bandwagon.
Well, and it's the game they lost. I watched that game and it was, they had a chance to win it. You know, and the quarterback just overthrew the guy there at the end. You know what? UCLA is really playing good ball. They got a really good defense, and I hate to say this, but I think UCLA is going to sneak by and get that because I like their offense better. I think they'll they'll show their speed, and that will hurt Stanford.
So Rhonda goes with the Bruins, and yours truly, we're going to take the Cardinal from Stanford in that ball game. Another classic game that will be Auburn at Texas A&M. Auburn is just kind of quietly snuck into the top 25, ranked 24. Have to go into Kyle Field at College Station in Texas to play Johnny Manziel's Aggies. Do the Tigers of Auburn have a shot against Manziel?
No. Johnny's that good.
Johnny football.
I tell you, I love to watch that kid. I don't like his attitude off the field. But when he steps on that field, when he comes off that side and steps on that field, he's in a different zone. He's in his own world. And that boy can do anything he wants to. He is truly Johnny football.
Well, I'm going to agree with you. And that's an easy one.
So you're like Lee Corso.
Yeah. Not so fast. I'm not giving you a not so fast right now, Rhonda, but I'm going with the Texas A&M Aggies in that football game. Another one, a game that a perennial powerhouse against a team, an upstart.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, that's number 22 Florida at number 14 Missouri. Do the Tigers of Missouri have a shot to beat the Gators of Florida?
I would like to say yes. But if their starting quarterback is not going to play, and I don't think he is, he's out with a separated shoulder from the Georgia game, I say no. Franklin?
Yeah.
Herb Street said that team goes by Franklin, through Franklin, and he makes them a wholly different team out there. He gives them that option of running and throwing. No, Florida takes that one.
Well, I'm not going to give you a not so fast, but I'm going to say it's going to be closer than the experts think.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride the Gators in a tight, low-scoring game because the Gators got great defense. Looking at some other games, let's look at this one. Does Arkansas have even a remote chance against number one ranked Alabama at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
You know, you always think that there's going to be a team that comes up and bites you in the butt, and it's going to be a team that is semi-good but not great, and they have one of those games where everything falls their way. If Arkansas gets a little luck and they get their passing game going, they get the little bit of run here and there, they stretch all Alabama's defense, might, but no way.
Alabama, as many points as they want from to Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Alabama big. And one game that you brought up earlier, and that was Washington State at number 2 Oregon at 10 o'clock. That's not really a big game, but there's something really significant what Oregon's going to do in that game.
If you're not aware, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month for the Cancer Society in Oregon. As you know, everybody knows that Nike is in Oregon, has hooked up with Oregon University and makes all those gorgeous uniforms. Oh, I'm in love with Oregon because of their uniforms. Tomorrow night, they're going to have pink helmets and pink shoes, pink socks, and black uniforms with pink lettering. At the end of the game, Nike is going to take those uniforms back from the players. They're going to auction them off, and all the money from those uniforms will go to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And I think it's super great. They're not taking advantage of the name of the players. The uniforms, like the, you know, we've heard all begin the year with Johnny Football. They're actually taking those uniforms and using them for a good cause, finally. You know, and I love it. I think it's great.
Well, other classic games not on the top 25. We kind of look at Indiana at Michigan. What a heartbreaker for the Wolverines. And then the other one, Rhonda, is USC at Notre Dame. Sort of used to be the marquee game. Every time USC, Southern Cal played at Notre Dame or played Notre Dame, you talked about that game.
Well, you know, they're kiffinless now. So I'd have to take Notre Dame because, you know, I don't know much about the interim coaches taking care of USC. They've really struggled this year, and Notre Dame's on a roll. They've got a quarterback situation. I think they've got it straightened out, and I think that Notre Dame will take this game by at least two touchdowns.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have a little bit more college football, dive into the Southern Conference action and see what's happening there, and then we'll try a dive into the NFL happening this weekend. So when we come back, we'll have more action, and we're winding down 37 minutes away from kickoff from the 50th meeting of the County Clash. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Welcome back. We're live from Waynesville, North Carolina, C.E. Weatherby Stadium. We're 36 minutes and counting away from kickoff from the 50th meeting of the County Clash between the Pisgah Black Bears and the Tuscola Mountaineers. And looking at some more college football going into the 1AA conference, Southern Conference, Chattanooga's at Elon, Appalachian State at Furman, and number 13 Wofford at Western Carolina University. Question I've got, does the Catamounts have a chance to upset the Terriers from Wofford?
No. And that's, I would say something else, like the old folks around here say, yeah, it's going to snowball you know where before that happens.
Poor Western Carolina. I tell you what, they are just reeling right
but
now.
But you know what? They'd love to have fans like this right here at a game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's more fans here than that a typical Western Carolina game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they were tailgating before game time, and now they're all filing. Now look at that line. It's out around Brown Street.
Oh.
So those folks, I don't know. May have a crowd of excess of 10. Definitely, because, you know, this stadium already has about 9,000 people, so there could be 10, maybe even 11, and this is going to be a big night, an electric night here for high school football.
Oh, yes.
So, Rhonda, you know, I mean, overall, you kind of look, just kind of diving into going back to the Atlantic Coast Conference, Clemson and Florida State are both in the Atlantic Division, and so they're going to have somebody settle. Somebody in that top 25 is going to drop down a little bit and have their first conference loss and also their first loss of the season. Over in the Coastal Division, Virginia Tech, Miami, Florida is the only two undefeated, so it looks like Tech and the Canes are going to battle for the Coastal Division title.
Yeah, Virginia Tech is open this weekend. They're not playing, so, it's interesting. That matchup's going to be coming later on in the year. And Miami played last night, so they don't play this weekend. But could you imagine that? And I don't know where it's going to be played at, but Miami and Virginia Tech going against each other. Beamer's getting that program turned around up there. They're starting to play good ball now. And, you know, it's like John Swofford said, we have, what, four teams ranked in the top 25 out of the ACC? Five in the ACC. They're ranked in the top 25. And that's the first time in a long time that ACC can say that.
Other games in the ACC, Syracuse is at Georgia Tech. That's a 12:30 kickoff. Duke at Virginia, also at 3:30. Maryland at Wake Forest, 3:30. And Old Dominion coming and are traveling up to play at Pittsburgh, one of the new members of the ACC. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Over in the Big South Conference, it'll be Charleston Southern, a big surprise, 1-0 in the Big South, 7-0 in 1AA football. And a lot of people just did not know, but they have a chance to go to a big boy, the house of the big boy, the Buffs, the Colorado Buffaloes. They play the Buffaloes at 2 o'clock kickoff. So they're coming out of them playing a non-conference game, traveling to a big boy. And then you got BMI at Presbyterian and number 6, Coastal Carolina at Liberty. So those are big games right there in the Big South. When we come back, we'll go into the NFL. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network here on WPTL AM 920.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95. Or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Welcome back to Waynesville, North Carolina. Indiana, or NFL, last night, Seattle defeated the Arizona Cardinals 34-22. And on the slate this Sunday, Tampa Bay at Atlanta 1, Cincinnati at Detroit, Buffalo at Miami, New England at New York Jets, Dallas at Philadelphia, Chicago Bears are at the Washington Redskins. Is it all right to, is that politically correct to say Redskins right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to start on
St. Louis at Carolina and San Diego at Jacksonville. All those are 1 o'clock starts in the NFL on Sunday. San Francisco and Tennessee will kick off at 4:05. Cleveland at Green Bay at 4:25. Houston at Kansas City at 4:25. Baltimore at Pittsburgh at 4:25. Denver at Indianapolis, a big game as Peyton Manning returns to Indy. And that will be an 8:30 game on NBC Sunday night. And then the Monday night football game is Minnesota at the New York Giants at 8:30. Rhonda, big games. Starting off first with New England at the New York Jets.
You know, Jets are really playing good defense. Offense is struggling. Geno Smith's not doing a very good job. He acts like sometimes he gets in college mode and he tries to create too much. I think, if New York can capitalize on any turnovers or something, I thought I'd take the Jets, but I'm going to take New England because Tom Brady's just too tough.
That's an AFC East Division game. New England's 5-1. New York Jets are 3-3. I'm going to say the same thing. I've got the Patriots, and I think the Patriots will sneak by. It won't be easy for the Pats to beat the Jets on their home turf, but I think the Patriots will win that game. A game that is just sort of like the mediocre bowl. You've got in a NFC East Division game, Dallas and Philadelphia are tied for the lead in that division at 3-3 records. They play each other at 1 o'clock. Does Kelly's team generate, and does Dallas implode?
They don't have Vic, and I really like the way the kid's playing from Arizona State. I really like the way he's playing. I'm going to say this is about time for Romo to choke again.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take Philadelphia.
All right.
And a close one. I think they're up in Philly. Them people have them pumped up, and I think they'll take it.
St. Louis at Carolina. A lot of folks here, Carolina Panther fans listening in. Can Carolina pull it off coming off of last week? A 35-10 thumping of Minnesota. Granted, Adrian Peterson and his son, and it seemed to be the reeling of the quarterback issues with Minnesota, and Carolina took advantage of that. But can Carolina go 2-0, win their second consecutive game against the St. Louis Rams?
They did that at Minnesota, too.
Uh-huh.
I say yes. They'll lay a beat on St. Louis.
Let's move on down. Quick one at a late afternoon start. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won their first game last week in a big one, a 19-6 win. They got off the schneid. And so does the Ravens come in and hand Pittsburgh a loss, or do the Steelers get it right? You know, is the ship righted right now, and they go, again, they win their second consecutive game?
That's a rivalry game.
They don't like each other.
No, they don't like each other. I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Pittsburgh's defense is not impressing me. Not the old Pittsburgh defense.
I'm going to take the Steelers at home. So that would be – and what does Denver do – Sunday night, 8:30, when they go up against the Indianapolis Colts. That's a huge game.
Oh, I tell you, luck against Manning. your prodigy. They recruited him for his prodigy against the veteran that can just do like a surgeon, pick defenses apart. Manning's going to pick them apart.
All right. And then your Monday night game, Minnesota at New York Giants. And, I mean, that's just like, well.
That's a yawner.
Yawner. I hope there's a baseball game
or
something
too,
like
man.
That. Well, folks, when we come back, we'll have we're going to lead you up to the kickoff and dissect this classic rivalry game. So when we come back, we'll have all that for you. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
You've been listening to the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe. The Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton. AM 920 is WPTL Canton. The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports.
Third and goal from the two. Black Bears knocking on the door right here. Snap. Back to pass. Looking. Floats one. Left side. The tight end is wide open. 10, 5, and he will get in. Touchdown. And the men in red have gone on top 6-2. Pisgah on the goal line now, and they will go for it on fourth down. Snap. Straight ahead. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Big Black!
It's Pisgah Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL. Brought to you in part by Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Singleton's Automotive, Pisgah Tire Company, WNC Towing, Haywood EMC, Jukebox Junction, WNC Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Burger King, Champion Credit Union, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Rogers Express Lube, Riverview Farm and Garden, Empire Automotive, Martin's Drugs, Jim Bromley Financial Services, Southeastern Sports Medicine, American Pond, Sid's on Main, and Sellers Florist. Now, here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Our big black sponsors are Carolina Pawn and Gun, and by Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Western Carolina Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, and Jim Bromley, Edward Jones.
Excellent job, Rhonda. Well, we're going to spend the rest of the time, this classic one. They have been going at each other since 1966, and it was voted last year in the voting that they had by the USA Today newspaper. Mm-hmm. This won the state of North Carolina as the best high school football rivalry. Mm-hmm. It went into the next round of the playoffs and voting, and it finished fifth in the entire South of four of 13 states in the entire South region, and so that's pretty good. People are starting to hear, but number one here in high school football in the state of North Carolina, big Rhonda, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. And this week I talked to Coach Chappell. This is Coach Chappell's first ever rivalry game. He said, I've heard about it, I've read about it, but I've never been a part of it. He said, I would love to have been a part of it as a player. He said, because this is what players dream of, things like this kind of game and atmosphere. But he also said that he thinks it's great for the communities, both schools in this area, to come together like this and have a good game and do it out. But he said he wanted to wait and let the emotions come to him. Like he's been telling these players all year, let the game come to you. He said, I've been wanting my emotions to come to me. I didn't want my head to get overclouded with emotion, excitement. He said, I wanted to focus and number one, keep my boys focused. And I really respect him for that. And, I just love talking to the man. He's great.
Last night in the JV game, which was nearly a packed house, high school JV football games have that kind of crowd. It just, this county shuts down for a Thursday and a Friday when the date is set when they're going to play this football game. And, Chappell took over at halftime in a 0-0 football game. And I believe that's going to have a play, too, because with Chapel's fingerprint on that football team, they came out and rolled right over the Mountaineers with 22 unanswered points in the second half to win the game 22-0.
Oh, it was impressive that second half was for Pisgah. I mean, if you're a Pisgah fan, you would really enjoy it. If you wasn't there, too bad for you. You missed an exciting game. I mean, I've never seen a you talk about in college football, you talk about them going in to make halftime adjustments. And in high school, it's a little bit more difficult because they don't have the technology to do it at the college level and all the people that keep the stats and everything, so you can break it down and segment it and dissect it and everything. But I think Coach Chapel is doing an excellent job in his halftime adjustments. In every game this year, he's made some kind of adjustment to come out and give these kids a chance to win the game. Franklin, i.e., that game right there. Irwin. You know, we fought back in that game. And he said them turnovers in that game, that's the only game we've lost the turnover margin in. Every game we've won the turnover margin except Franklin, we've won. And that's going to be a key tonight's game, turnovers.
Well, this game right here, in the last six rivalry games, Tuscola has had the way with Pisgah, winning five of the last six. And that has propelled them to a county clash lead of 26-22-1 over the Black Bears. So the Black Bears need to stop this two-game winning streak that Tuscola has over them. Can they do that, Rhonda?
Yeah, I think they can. And that's one thing that this group of seniors, and Pisgah is full of seniors, have never beat Tuscola. And don't think it ain't sticking in their craw right now. Don't think in that locker room over there, they ain't thinking about everything Coach has said this week. And every time I was around the kids doing the volleyball games this week, they were focused. They were calm. And that's one thing Coach said, he really surprised him, how calm they were. You know, and sometimes you can get overhyped for games. And like in the first game with McKinley, he had to calm him down and said, let the game come to you. He was too overhyped. So it's key to not come out overhyped in this series.
Well, this series, is, as I said, has been going on since 1966. In 1974, it was a 13-13 tie. That's been the only tie. Pisgah started off winning from 1966 to 1972. Then it was Tuscola's way. Then it went back to Pisgah for three games. Then Tuscola went on a roll from 1978 all the way to 1987. It was all the Mountaineers. And that kind of propelled them into the lead until 2006, when Pisgah won 56-10, that tied that series up at 21-21-10. Mm-hmm. But since that time, Pisgah's only won one time, and that was in 2010. That was a 17-14 classic. But you know what, Rhonda? Lately, these teams in the last 3 years have played really tight football games.
Last three games have been 3 points or less.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two of them's been in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
We missed a 2-point conversion on the goal line down here two
years
ago.
That would have taken us to overtime.
It would have won the game.
Yeah, but it was, seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
The next game at Pisgah, we lost in overtime, 24-21 on the field goal. I think that this time, the Bears, these kids remember that because they were part of both of those teams they were part of. And so, I think it's going to be a different outcome this time. So, I'm excited. I am so excited. I've been pumped ever since I got up this morning for this game.
What's it been like on campus this week?
It has been very surreal. I can't explain. It's not been like normal. It's been different. The kids are just focused. They're calm. They really want it. You can tell they want it. It's in their eyes.
Ron, it's been my experience that when things are like that and it's surreal and calm, the press were banned from both campuses. Coaches didn't want them talking to the press. They didn't want any bulletin board, chatter or anything like that. Something's amiss. I'm 55, and when those things happen, someone is doing something to get ready for this. Could that be the case here?
I think it is. And, there can be so much hype to this game. And that's one thing Coach said. There's so much electricity in the atmosphere for this week and so much hype for this game nationally, not just locally. We're talking about nationally when people in Columbia, South Carolina, hear about this game and are interested in this game, thinking about coming up. You know that it's getting national attention. And that's what Coach is trying to, you know, to keep the players down. On Pisgah's side, I'm not sure about Coach Allen, but on Pisgah's side, I'm really impressed with Coach Chapel, because he's been at the college level, he's been at the pro level, and he's played these kind of games. He knows what it is like at those levels. So he's taken his philosophies he's learned from Jim Harbaugh and Jack Harbaugh, who he's learned, who he played with at Jim played at.
By the way, those are Michigan men.
Oh, well, I can't help that. Oh, Lord. But, you know, he's took his experiences from that, and he's translated it down to the high school level. He's done an excellent job at East.
Yeah,
look what
did.
He did at East.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
So, you know, and look at the program now after he left. What happened? So,
when we come back, we're going to have more breakdown and analysis of this football game. We're about 18 minutes and counting away from kickoff. You're listening to the Pisgah Tuscola football game pregame show, and you're listening to it on the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency.
Sids on Main in downtown Canton invites you for a delicious dining experience in a cozy atmosphere. Sids offers you a complete menu from steaks, chicken, pasta, seafood, and uniquely made items with Sids' delicious flavor. Stop in for lunch or dinner. And don't forget, Sids is open late after all home football games with a late night menu. Also, book your party and outside catering now by calling 492-0618. We'll see you at Sids on Main, 117 Main Street, Canton.
If you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. You gotta fight for your right to bear.
Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Tonight's contest between Tuscola and Pisgah is being featured as one of the Great American Rivalry Series 10th anniversary games broadcast on the internet across the nation and around the world as part of the Great American Rivalry Series broadcast network, which is presented by the United States Marine Corps and iHi.com. We want to give a special welcome to all the servicemen and women around the world who are listening to this broadcast, and thank you for your service to America. We appreciate all of you for doing the job that you do, and I hope you enjoy this game tonight.
Yeah, I hope I can fill in Chad's shoes very well.
Wait a minute. You're filling in.
Oh, I'm filling in your shoes.
Don't get too comfortable in my shoes. I want to keep this job. This Friday night gig during the fall. Don't be too good now.
We just had the presentation of an award. It is a scholarship award by the U.S. Marine Corps to the kids in each school that has the highest GPA. On Pisgah's side, it was Nathan Higdon, who has a GPA of 4.83. You could probably take mine, my brothers, and my sisters and add them together, and we wouldn't get 4.83. I mean, seriously, come on. And then on the Tuscola side was Woody Cornwell, who got the academic award on that side. So I really enjoy that award, and I think it shows that these kids, that they need to stick to the books. Academics comes first, then athletics. So it should be that way all the way.
The Pisgah Black Bears come into this game with a 5-2 overall record, 2-1 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. The results of their season so far this season, Pisgah started with a 44-0 win over North Buncombe, then hosted Inca and beat the Jets 28-7 before losing that heartbreaker, which they had in the grass near halftime against a powerful and top-ranked team in the state, Irwin Warriors. They lost 46-31. Came back, beat Hayesville 46-0, had an open week, then just annihilated East Tennyson, which was a total shock to us, 42-14, before going down to the pit and losing the heartbreaker, having that game, missing a field goal of 20 yards, center cut, with no time on the clock, and lost that game 14-13. And then last weekend, for homecoming, they beat the West Tennyson Falcons 56-14. Tuscola now is coming to this game. They opened up with a 56-0 win over Cherokee, then lost that game here at Weatherby Stadium to Robertson 27-18, and then began the roll. They won in the last seconds against East Rutherford 22-21, took an open date, and then followed that with a 35-34 classic at Swain County, which, Rhonda, is a very difficult place to play.
It is.
Then they beat Smoky Mountain 38-12. 41-9 over Brevard, and then last weekend for their homecoming, they beat the North Henderson Knights 41-14. We're going to take a break right here, and when we come back, the national anthem is going to be played, so when we come back, we'll have more of this pregame show before the kickoff. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, you do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
It seems most sound financial advice starts with saving. At WNC Community Credit Union, they have several savings products to help achieve your goals. For short term, their regular share account pays one of the best dividends you'll find anywhere. Plus, they have CD and IRA products for longer term plans. They even have a Christmas club for seasonal money. Check with them at 27 Kent Lane off Eagles Nest Road, Waynesville. Insured by the NCUA.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Welcome back to Waynesville, North Carolina, C.E. Weatherby Stadium, 10 minutes away from kickoff, as we've just had a wonderful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by the combined forces of the Pisgah and Tuscola marching bands, and that was outstanding.
It was. It was just proves to you that together we can do great things. So, and they've been doing the food drive, the two schools have too, for good cause.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they let those people still standing at the gate all the way back to Brown. This is maybe one of the largest crowds ever here
at
in this rivalry. At Tuscola.
Because Pisgah seats a little more because our home stands are a lot larger than their stands.
Very good. So, Rhonda, you have a message that you want to read.
Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for the Brett Chapel Show. Live from the Jukebox Junction on Highway 276 in Bethel, it's Football Talk with Brett and Chad, brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Hometown Hardware, plus Linen and Uniform Service, Haywood Insurance Services, and Southeastern Sports Medicine. Listen live on the web or join us in the morning at the Jukebox. And, hey, folks, I tell you what, you need to come down to the Jukebox, have some coffee, have some breakfast, and sit with us and just talk football. It is fun. I've been doing it.
Well, Coach Chapel Show, long history, along with David Presley Show, and I tell you what, when you listen to that on WPTL AM 920, you can kind of get some insights. Coach Chapel loves to talk about football and loves to talk about anything about his Black Bears.
Oh, he loves his Black Bears. You know, I've noticed one thing, and I hadn't noticed you noticed. There's no bear emblems on the helmets no more. Have you noticed that?
No, I didn't notice that.
The Chapel took it away, and he said because it's a me thing.
Oh, I like that stuff. When he takes things away.
He said, but he's got something I like even better.
What's that?
He gives out the kids shirts after he grades the film of the night. One shirt's called the Workhorse shirt. It says Pisgah Football Workhorse. It's the kid who plays well or works the hardest in practice.
Wow, that's awesome. He gives out one shirt?
One shirt a week. The next one's Primetime.
Primetime.
Primetime for the best offensive player. The next one is Dark Knight. And that's for the best defense or turnovers, who gets the most turnovers. But the last one I love the best. I love this shirt. It's Here Comes the Boom. It's for the biggest hit.
Ooh.
Here Comes the Boom. And guess who had a shirt on this past week?
Who?
Kyle Turrell.
Oh,
he got Here Comes the Boom.
Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll get to keep it. Coming into this football game, breaking down the numbers, Pisgah's offense compared to Tuscola's offense, both teams are averaging 37 points a game. That's interesting,
yeah.
Rhonda. Mountaineers defense is giving up 16.7 points a game, while the Pisgah defense is giving up 13.6 points a game. So you know what, Rhonda? Numbers tell you a little bit of the story. Don't tell you the whole story.
No, we don't tell
you. But those numbers tell you these are two pretty good football teams that play pretty good defense. But what they do offensively is by different mode of transportation.
You take away the Irwin game.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Pisgah's defense?
Oh, good. It's less than a touchdown a game.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, folks, Irwin is the best team in Western North Carolina by far. I mean, if you haven't seen them play, and if you, like me, Chuck and I have seen them, they're good. They've got speed. They've got a good quarterback that is smart, knows what to do with the ball, you know, and it's hard to beat a team like that, Chuck.
Well, jam-packed, overflow, standing room only, and I've seen it 5 and 6 deep. This is about 8, 9, 10 deep at the fence.
Oh, and they still lined up at the gate.
And just people lined up at that one gate. Oh. There's another gate back over here by the middle school.
And one underneath.
And then one underneath for the Tuscola fans that's parking back there where they're tailgating and everything. And it's just, you can feel the atmosphere. It's electric. Right now, as the clock has 6 minutes and 8 seconds left before we're about ready to kick off. We're waiting for both teams right now in the locker rooms getting their last-minute chat with their coaches. And you don't have to get them up and jacked up high for this game, do you, Rhonda?
No. That's one thing Coach Chapel said is you do not have to. There's no pep talk that you have to give for this game. There's no motivational talk you have to give for this game. This game speaks for itself. And he's truly, it's right. Even the fans, the cheerleaders, the band, everybody's been pumped for this game.
Well, the captains for Tuscola are coming out onto the field as the Mountaineers from their old locker room. They have a locker room up underneath the home stadium, but the captains right now are coming out, and that is number 7, Paul Leverett, number 54, Brent Rathbone, number 24, Daniel Smathers, and number 25, Ben Green.
And Pisgah's captains are coming out in a different area.
Whoa, where'd they come from?
They came from over here. They are
there's Cheryl Rathbone, and then there's Kyle Terrell, and there's Dylan Hanna, And number 34
is Hunter Sluder.
Hunter Sluder.
Mm-hmm.
So Hunter's a captain for this game. And also, you know, you look over there, we're going to be missing Cody Mashburn, who's out for the year with a shoulder injury.
Right.
And then we all well aware of Dustin Messer's knee injury after the Irwin game.
But
he's
tonight,
out for the year.
For the Dustin Messer jersey, will be worn by Vaudre Crouch.
Really?
Yes. And Dustin has warned him that number 2 stands for a lot more than just him. And I thought that was very honorable by that young man.
Wow.
But
good job, Vaudre.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, Vaudre is going to have to play, and he probably will play an exceptional game tonight. But that's an honor for him to wear number 2. So, and it has been rotated through the seniors. They vote on who gets it. So,
well, Vaudre's played exceptionally well, as the coin toss right now is going to be tossed. The referee's going over the final chat that he has with his players.
And that's one thing Coach Chappell has preached all week is composure and focus. We, you know, you don't want to lose your composure in a game like this. The intensity is already high enough, just in the stands, not let alone on the field.
Rhonda Gesterman on the crowd?
They're still coming in, folks. They're still lined up. I mean, it don't look like the line's moving. I don't know if we're going to let them in. I mean, you know, the fire marshal might come down and shut us down.
Well, the referee is, you know, he knows the importance. It's a long chat, and he's mm-hmm. going over ground rules. He's going over what the referees will be looking for, and he mm-hmm. wants a clean game, and he's emphasizing clean game.
All right. That is solely true. We want it to be a good game, the heated rivalry of the experience of this game, but, you know, I can't wait to get started.
Coin toss is in the air. Pisgah looks like they got Pisgah won the toss,
mm-hmm.
and they have deferred to the second half, so they'll
yeah.
be kicking off to the Mountaineers.
So Chappell wants to put his defense out there first.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Does the coach decide that, Chuck, in the locker room?
Yeah. He tells the kids, if you win the toss, what we want to do, here's what you either defer or take the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we lose the toss, what end he wants to start from.
So we're taking dibs on the half and half. How high do you think it's going to go?
I would like to see it 5,000. I got quite a few dollars in it, and I'm right. contributing.
Yeah, I am too. Hoping I might win. But, you know, all week they've talked about some kind of entrance that Pisgah's going to do. It's all been top secret. We don't know. Folks, when we see it, we will try to explain it to you. But Coach Chappell said it would be one that these guys would remember for the rest of their lives.
Well, they're not coming in from the end zone traditionally. Down there where the locker room is at the middle school, that looks like they're going to come in from this area. And in comes the Tuscola Mountaineers with the leaders waving the American flag and their school flag. That is, I love that patriotism
yeah,
out of
I
the Tuscola
too.
Mountaineers. This will be a clean game. And right now the Mountaineers are walking in through the base, and there goes the banner, the cheerleaders, and the Pisgah Black Bears.
And leading the herd is Cheryl Rathbone.
So pink balloons have been let loose by the cheerleaders.
And some yellow ones floating there.
So a grand entrance to the grand old flag, the fight song of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pisgah will be kicking to the Tuscola Mountaineers.
Okay. Kickoff every night, Friday night, with the Black Bear Cafe preview show, 6:30 to 7, every Friday evening, sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and ice cream shop on Pisgah Drive. Boy, I'd like to have some ice cream right now. That would be great. But it ain't going to be open time we get done, Chuck.
Well, the officials are going to make the move. Look on your radio dial. Pisgah will be kicking off from the left, kicking off to the right. As both teams are at the bench right now. And folks, if you want to get a shout out on this, on the air, text area code 828. The number has changed, so listen up now. It's 421. 828-421-3301. That's area code 828-421-3301. Rhonda will give you a shout out. Tell us your name, first and last name, and where you're listening to this game from, and we'll shout it out over the air for you.
And there's probably a lot of people listening.
So going back, as Nathan Higdon tees it up at the 40 on the far hash mark, Bryce Myers
is back to return.
Yeah.
And he's
couple
a lethal
up, man.
He's a lethal weapon for them.
Myers at the 11 to 12 yard line. Higdon's ready. The officials look to be in place. White hat checks his other officials. He's ready to go. He whistles it in. And here we go. The 50th meeting of the county clash is on. Ball comes down to Bryce Myers at the 15. Myers out around, has nowhere to go. Wheels around. It's a chase to him. He's at the 20 and knocked out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Myers put on a swirling move as four Black Bears were all around him, and that speed of Myers got him to the 25. He took off and moved back from the 15 and raced all the way to his near sideline.
Yeah, he got a lot of yards on that. He was running north-south more than east-west. So
the ball will be on the near hash, Tuscola moving right to left on your radio dial. They line up in a I formation, Cornwell up over center. Snap, and the first carry is by Houston McCracken. He gets up over the 26 to the 27, so it's a gain of two.
And no wideouts in that formation, Chuck. There was no wide receivers. They had tight end heavy.
So now we'll be second down and eight from the 27 of Tuscola. The Mountaineers come in a double tight formation, wing to the near side. Handoff over to Houston McCracken, and he gets nothing. So McCracken has nowhere to go, and that may have been, yep, right to the line of scrimmage, so that'll bring up a third down and eight for the Mountaineers.
Holt Underwood met him at the line of scrimmage. It seemed like he got past his block. He was waiting on him, and he hit him right in the stomach.
In comes Adams Chambers, a fine wide receiver for Tuscola. Passing down situation for the Mountaineers at third and eight from their own 27-yard line. Two receivers high, fake by Cornwell. He rolls out, almost loses, throws the ball up the middle. It's intercepted! Intercepted by Jeff Henson. Henson returns it to the 28-yard line of Tuscola. Henson just stepped in front of the intended receiver, and Pisgah now has a short field with 10:27 left in the first quarter. So the Black Bears will set up shop. Great play by Jeff Henson.
He read the eyes of the quarterback, and he stepped right. He was back behind the receiver, stepped right in front of him, and took off. And if he'd have went to the right instead of left, he would probably got more yardage.
Three low, one high receivers, spread formation, empty backfield. As late arriving is
Lucas Hall.
Brown in shotgun. The snap. Hand off to Hall. No, he pulls it. Here's Hall. There goes McKinley on the run. He's up to the 20. Steps out of bounds. And he's past the 20. Down to the... We're looking where the spot. That will be to the 18-yard line. So, again, they're going to have to measure. Mm-hmm. Well, they're checking. That's a first down. Pisgah. As Brown rolled, saw nobody open, and decided to run.
That's one thing Coach talked about, was McKinley taking what the defense gives him this week, just being patient.
One high, three low receivers. There's Brown. He pitches out to Lucas Hall. He's down open territory. He's down inside the 10-yard line. Speed option out of the spread formation. And Hall takes that ball down just inside the 10 by the mark. It'll be at the 10. So that will be second down and two for the Black Bears.
8-yard run by Lucas there. It was great pitch. McKinley waited till he nearly got the hit and pitched it.
McKinley sat. Here comes the blitz. There goes. Oh, McKinley pulls it. McKinley to the 5 and knocked out of bounds.
Looks like you're going to mark him at the 4.
So Brown pulled the ball, read it perfectly out of the spread, and gets a first down to the 4-yard line.
I thought Lucas had it because the fake was so good. McKinley is really good at faking the ball that you can really lose it.
9:42 left in the first quarter. Pisgah knocking at the door of the Tuscola end zone. Pisgah moving from left to right, 4-yard line. There goes Brown. Brown wheels back in and dives forward past the 3. So it looks to be about a yard gain. Nice job out of Houston McCracken, the big man on defense for the Tuscola Mountaineers.
And you got Dylan Hanna back there with McKinley. It gives him that extra body, and a big body it is, because Dylan is a huge kid.
Second down and goal from the 3. Pisgah breaks the huddle. They come out into, whoa, this is a flex bone option. There goes Lucas, and that goes nowhere as Jesse Martinez handed the ball from the wings back. So the little wrinkle loses yards, and a host of Mountaineers just gang tackled him.
You know, Chapel's going to throw everything at us this year. The wishbone, now we got the flex bone. I mean, what's next?
So the play's being signaled in. Pisgah will not huddle. Brown gets it. Play clock down to 15 seconds. They run up to the line and get set. One high receiver, 3 low. Spread formation. Delahanna in the backfield. Here comes the blitz. Brown gathers in and leans forward, but gets nothing. Nice stand by the Mountaineers. So suddenly getting inside the 10-yard line, Tuscola has really stood strong with their defense and now is forcing a 4th and goal from the 4.
This is where we usually see Nathan Higdon, but, you know, Coach Chapel's been so unpredictable this year, going for 2 when you think he's going for a field goal and stuff like that, so it's really hard to tell what he's going to go for.
No field goal attempt. 4th and goal from the 4.
Fans are standing to their feet.
And it's out of bounds. No, so it was a throw by Brown into the corner of the end zone. And it was too far as he got pressure, leakage in the offensive line, and a great defensive stand by the Tuscola Mountaineers as they will take over from their own 4-yard line. And so a scoring opportunity by the Black Bears wasted.
I got a text from Ricky and Cindy Clark, Ashley Lefford, baby Avery Reinhart, and Troy Reinhart that pulls for Tuscola in a house full of Bears on Sammy Cove in Canton.
Be careful, ma'am. Them Bears bite. All right, Cornwell in a power I formation from his own 4-yard line up under center. Hand off to Bryce Myers, and there goes Myers, and he's gone. Myers is gone. Myers is gone. He's gone from the outside. And Myers, a 96-yard touchdown run. You saw that immediately. The power eye of Tuscola. Myers got to the outside, and that was all it wrote.
Yeah, he's got the speed, and we didn't have anybody on the field that could catch him because if Bud Ray was on the opposite side, which probably had the speed that could catch him, but nobody had the speed that could catch him.
Well, the power eye of Bryce Myers, and that was what worried Brett Chappell all week, was what to do with Myers. And Myers answered that there's nothing you can do once he got to the outside. Jeff Henson gave chase, but to no avail. Logan Lambert will line it up right now to kick the PAT. Here's the snap, and the kick is good by Lambert. So Tuscola will take a 7-0 lead with 7:37 left in the first quarter. When we come back, we'll have more of this football game. You're listening to the Black Bears on WPTL AM 920.
Pisgah Tire. We're there when your tires are bare. Well, a different bear. Pisgah Tire in Canton is your authorized dealer for Cooper and Uniroyal tires, but Pisgah Tire is more than just a tire shop. Get state inspections, tune-up, shocks and brakes, custom exhaust work, the most state-of-the-art laser alignment machine in the area, and the best employees around. We're there when your tires are bare. Pisgah Tire. Service, confidence, character. 21 New Clyde Highway across from Hardee's in Canton. Call 648-7974.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Welcome back. It's 7:37 left in the first quarter. Tuscola, thank you to a Bryce Myers 96-yard touchdown gallop. And the Mountaineers take a 7-0 lead after Lambert split the pipes. So the Mountaineers score first, and now they will be kicking off from their 40-yard line. Lambert tees it up. Back deep will be Jesse Anderson, standing at about the 3.
We've got Brad Edwards listening in Lester. Pisgah class of 86, go Bears.
We'll see what the Mountaineers can do to answer that 97. That was a beautiful run by Mr. Bryce Myers, only a junior.
Amy Menendez listening from Canton, go Bears. So we got a bunch of people texting
Here's
in.
Here's the kick by Lambert. Down to Anderson at the 3, 10-yard line. Breaks outside the 20. Sheds one man, 25, and brought down at the 25-yard line by a couple Mountaineers. So the Black Bears will set up shop at their own 25-yard line, trailing 7-0 here in this ball game.
Ashley Lefford said that he's the only low bow-legged Mountie in the house, that Troy Reinhart.
Great fan, both schools
have.
I'm telling you. Loyal.
They are.
All right, the Black Bears will go too high, motion, handoff, and that is the ball to Jesse Anderson. He's got nowhere to run, and he makes a move, no flag, as the faithful over on this side of the field wanted a holding call, but he had his hands inside his breastplate. Anderson finally found a way to pick up to the 29-yard line of Pisgah. That's a gain of 4, making a second down and 6. 7:01 left in the first quarter. Brown in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, throws a bomb to Anderson. It's caught by Anderson! At the 20-yard line, finally brought down by a Mountaineer, the far sideline, a bomb by McKinley Brown to Jesse Anderson. Now the Black Bears are up shop at the 20 of Tuscola.
You know, they have fireworks in these games. The pyrotechnics has set them off. We don't need them here.
That pass play went for 51 yards.
I got a text that says, go Cardinals, Chuck. You know who I am.
Stan Arrington. Thanks, Stan. Brown hands off to Lucas Hall. Lucas Hall up the middle. Shoves the runner all the way down to the 5. It'll be marked just outside the 5. That'll be a first down. So it'll be first and goal from, let's see, where they mark it officially. Looks to be about the 6, Rhonda.
Yeah, 6. Looks like the 6-yard line.
So the spread formation has got Pisgah inside the 10 at the 6 on a first and goal as the Black Bears go 1 high and 3 low receivers.
I hope that turnover that we did not capitalize don't come back to bite us.
Moving left to right. Here's a snap. Brown following his blocker, and he has nowhere to go as a host of Mountaineers just ripped through the line. And so Pisgah is having difficulty once they get inside the 10.
So I think on that play, Dylan kind of he was supposed to block the outside guy coming in, and Dylan missed him, whatever, and he got his hands on McKinley there for
7-0 Tuscola, 5:41 left here in the first quarter. Pisgah at the 6. Back to pass is Brown. Lost the pass. That's high. Caught in the end zone by Trevor Johnson in the corner of the end zone. Perfectly passed by Brown, Johnson leaped and fell forward and caught it just inside the goal line. So the Mountaineers are on the board with a touchdown, and it's now 7-6 pending the PAT.
You mean Pisgah, not the Mountaineers.
I
got him, folks. I'll take care of it on this end.
So Pisgah is finally on the board. When you're in my job trying to balance everything.
Doing a job that you hadn't done in a while, play by play.
So Nathan Higdon will be the PAT. Holder is McKinley Brown. The kick is up, and it is good. And this ball game is tied with 5:30 left in the first quarter at 7. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
Chip. Buy it. Sell it. Trade it. Pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Black Bear Football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Welcome back to Weatherby Stadium here in Waynesville, North Carolina. We got a doozy already. 5:30 left in the first quarter. Game tied at 7 between the Tuscola Mountaineers and the Pisgah Black Bears. Pisgah just got on the board on a 6-yard touchdown pass to Trevor Johnson. They answered the 96-yard bolt touchdown run by Bryce Myers. So this is already the makings of an exciting game in an electric atmosphere.
McKinley's third in Western North Carolina in passing, and so that's a big. He's got 14.
Kickoff by Higdon. That's fumbled, picked up, and then he's finally brought down. That is Ben Green that looks like got the short kickoff. It is. Green dropped and went right through the breadbasket, but was able to pick up at the 30 and then able to bring the ball up to the 38-yard line of Tuscola, so the Mountaineers will set up shop there on the near hash.
That's one thing about AstroTurf. It does make the ball bounce.
Adam Chambers goes high. One split, wing back, high formation, offset, handoff to Houston McCracken as McCracken bowls his way up for a gain of about 5 yards. Five, as they're placing it. So 5-yard gain by an isolation. He just followed the lead block of Ben Green, a host of Black Bears, Jacob Boyd, and Holt Underwood in on that tackle. And that's a load coming down downhill running in Houston McCracken, only a junior. Offset eye again. Snap, here comes McCracken. He's got nowhere to run, but he leans forward up to the 45, just inside the 45. So that'll make it 3rd down and 3 for the Mountaineers. And we have 4:34 left in the first quarter.
I got an early score from T.C. Irwin. T.C. 7, Irwin nothing.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, whoa. I said full moon.
So full moon here. I formation, offset, wing back, no adjustment out of the Black Bears, and Bryce Myers comes off, and he will get enough for a first down as Pisgah did not answer to the short side of the field, and Ricky Brindley, the defensive coordinator, is very upset with his defense as they did not adjust to the power formation, more guys to the short side of the field. They had a tight end, a wing, and a split to that side, and then you're giving the ball to Bryce Myers, and somebody got a hold of his ankle. That looked to be like Dylan Hanna.
I think it was Trevor Johnson there in the backfield. He dove for him. And
new set of downs, 1st and 10 from the 50. Oma back to throw. Here's a slant pass over to number 24. Nice pass by Cornwell.
Jeff Henson was playing at least
Daniel
10
Smathers.
Yards off.
Yeah, Daniel Smathers with that grab brought down by Henson. So went wide and then came in on a slant, and Cornwell threw a strike. And so it'll be 2nd down and a yard from the
41 of Pisgah. So the Mountaineers in the Black Bears territory.
What I liked about Jeff Tackle, he went for the legs because he knew he couldn't get the pass.
3-10 and counting. Another offset formation. Pisgah has not adjusted yet. Here comes Myers. Myers whirls and gets the first down just to the 39. So now a little heat brought in by and dialed up by Ricky Brindley, the defensive coordinator.
It seems like, and when it's set up on defense, that Trevor Johnson is confused on where he's supposed to be. He's running around.
That time, number two, Vadre Crouch, wearing Dustin Messer's jersey, came in on a run blitz, but the play went away from him. So now Leverett will be the wing, a 6'5 stud for the Mountaineers. Offset eye, handoff to Houston McCracken. He cuts up in the middle, and McCracken gets down to the 35, call it the 36-yard line. So that will make it second down and 6 for the Mountaineers. The ground and pound of Tuscola in full operation right now.
You know, Coach said that the key to a Pisgah victory was that somebody maybe get a few turnovers, which we already got one, but he said it's going to come down to a turnover.
Offset eye, Ben Green. Pisgah still not adjusting. Here comes, and there's a flag. We're looking to see what has happened. That's the first flag of the game. Dead ball. Illegal procedure on Tuscola. Movement in the offensive line will move them back 5, and that will make it second down and a little more than 10 yards by the spot. So it'll be about 10 yards and a half to go for a first down. Mountaineers need a first down to get past just inside the 30 as they are operating right now in the Black Bears zone.
Hendersonville 7, Mitchell nothing.
Cornwell over center. Hand off to Houston McCracken, who has nowhere to go, and a pile-up. Dylan Hanna, Colton Schuler, Kyle Terrell, Lucas Hall, Cheryl Rathbone in on, and Dylan Hanna in on that tackle. Wow.
You might as well say the whole team. I mean,
well, it looked like the whole team. A bunch of white jerseys right at the point of attack. So now it's 3rd and 10.
And again, if you want a shout-out, dial 828. Or text 828-421-3301. We'll give you a shout over the phone and just to give us your name and where you're at.
1:13 left in the first quarter, and there's time called. As the Mountaineers will want to call time, and they do. And they'll call time, and we'll take a break. We'll come back with 1:12 left in the first quarter, game tied at 7. You're listening to Pisgah Football Network on WPTL on AM 920.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Welcome back as both teams come back onto the field after a Tuscola timeout, the first timeout of the first half. 1:12, game tied at 7.
Well, just as fast as TC got the lead, Irwin strikes back. It's all tied up, 7-7.
Trips formation high. Cornwell in shotgun, back to pass. Looking downfield. Here comes the rush. Cornwell looking to run. He runs out of the pack, and he's going to get nowhere. And then he skates one, but gets about a 3-yard gain as the just inside the, well, I'd say it's about the 38, 37-yard line. So now the Mountaineers will be faced with a 4th and 7 from the Pisgah 37.
Our big black sponsors, Carolina Gun and Pond, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King Riverview Farm and Garden, American Pond and Pickers, and Fat Buddies Barbecue and Ribs.
Looks like no punt for the Mountaineers as they're going to go for it on 4th and 7 from the Pisgah 37. Two receivers low, tight end high. Back to pass Puma. As he looks, he can't escape. He's sacked by who? No, Cheryl Rathbone. Sacked at the 44-yard line of Pisgah for Cornwall. That was a coverage sack. Nice coverage out of the secondary. And so Pisgah was set up shop from their own 44 with 10.8 seconds left in the first quarter.
I got a text from Hello Black Bear Nation. It's Clint from the ATL. Go Bears. ATL Atlanta, Chuck.
Clint's the one that's supposed to be taking us out and cooking his dinner and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We've got about 1,500 people going down to his house.
Heath Presley at O'Reilly's Auto Parts in Hazelwood. Go Bears. Thank you, Heath.
Trips formation low. One receiver high. McKinley pitches out to Lucas Hall. He darts out. Lucas Hall's got round the end and will pick up about 8 yards on the run before being knocked out of bounds.
You know, I think Coach Chappell's found his running back since Dustin Messer got hurt.
He's by Adam Chambers. Sorry, remember.
That's okay. He's searched. We've had many back there since Dustin's injury, but Lucas Hall is tough. He's quick, and I think Coach was really decided on him this time.
Spread formation, one high, three low. Brown and shotgun takes the snap. Hands off the ball to Lucas Hall. He's around the end. He's got room to run before being brought down past the sticks. That'll be a first down. He's brought down inside the Tuscola territory to the Tuscola 42-yard line, and that will be all for the first quarter. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second quarter. Game tied at 7. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
Welcome to Canton's newest auto repair service, Empire Automotive on Asheville Highway just east of Canton Hill. Stop getting ripped off on car repairs. Empire Automotive invites you to go in for a free estimate of your repairs. Experience and fair prices, that's Empire Automotive, serving all your auto repair needs across from the hotspot on Asheville Highway. Phone 492-1515 for Empire Automotive. October Doorbusters at Hometown Hardware. Items you need at super sale prices. An Ever-Ready LED flashlight, $3.19. A gallon of Itasca bar and chain oil, $7.49. 7 1/4 inch 24-tooth circular saw blade, $7.59. Hometown Hardware has mill keys and vehicle key fobs and now offers layaway on select items. Shop this week. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Well, the Mag already had a play. McKinley Brown completed a pass of 13 yards and a first down to Lucas Hall. Hall now has the ball and a run up the middle will gain about 2 yards. Pisgah has set up shop at the 29-yard line of Tuscola.
So we got Texas coming in like crazy, Chuck. There must be a lot of people listening to you and I. There's Laura, Brett, and Adrian Reagan from Canton. Let's go Bears.
So now it'll be second down and 9 from the 28-yard line of Tuscola. 3 high, 1 low, receiver, Brown and shotgun. Back to pass, looking downfield. Can't find anybody, escapes the rush, and decides to run. Going to pick up a first down? No. Knocked out of bounds by Adam Chambers as Brown escaped 3 would-be tackles and picked up positive yards, something that looked to be a disaster. He turned into positive yards, and now the ball is going to be placed at the 24 of Tuscola, so that will be a third down and a long 4.
A game of interest
yards.
In our conference, Franklin 7, North Henderson nothing in the first quarter.
Make that about 4.5 yards. They got to get inside 20 around the 19.5-yard line. 3 high, 1 low, Brown. Ops to run and has nowhere to go. And he is stuffed by number 40 for Tuscola, John Martinez. So that will be fourth down and four. And Higdon is on for the field goal attempt.
We got Charles Lindsay, Drayton Deals on top of High Street in Canton listening to Tune In Radio. Go Bears Hollywood.
Higdon kind of looking at McKinley like, am I going to do this? Ball inside the 25-yard line, 30. Set at the 32. This is a 42-yard attempt. Snap. The kick. Long enough. It's good.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
42-yard kick by Nathan Higdon with 10:14 left in the second quarter, and the Black Bears take a 10-7 lead over the Mountaineers. We'll be back after this message. You're listening to Pisco Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Our big black sponsors, Carolina Gun and Pawn, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Jukebox Junction, Martin's Drugstore, Sellers Forest, American Pawn and Pickers, Singleton's Automotive, Hometown Park Road, Champion Credit Union, Pisgah Tire Company.
Higdon ready to tee it up from the 40. Back is the ever dangerous Bryce Myers. Nobody on this field has that young man's speed, and they're going to kick it away from him. As an up man takes it, and in comes the rush. This is going to be a nice run return by the Black Bear all the way inside. That is Daniel Smathers. And he'll take that to by the mark to the 45 of Pisgah. So not a very good kick coverage team by the Black Bears.
They were angling toward the side that he kicked it to in that corner, and the Smathers kid just run away from that and had open field on the opposite side.
So the Black Bears will go on defense.
And
Tuscola is set up shot double tight, and they're going to get another timeout. Tuscola is going to call a second timeout with 10:05 left. And we'll stay right here for this one. So now Tuscola Mountaineers are down to one for this half.
I'm going to try to get caught up on some of these texts. I'm getting covered up. In Waynesville, pulling for the Bear Nation, Michael Connard. Thank you, Michael. Shout out to John Connard. He's 79, and he's a diehard Bear Lit fan listener on the radio. Also, Jerry Wayne Connard, former PHS football player, listening in Miami, Florida.
What's Jared down here? Jared, what the heck you doing in Miami, bro?
Maul Payne and Emma Jean listening in Canton. May the best team win. Haywood County Pride. Now, there's a family that's probably got one of each in the family.
Jared Connor, Sticky Fingers, Pitch Anything, old number one.
Old number one.
So now we come up to the line of scrimmage, both teams on the field. 10:05 left in the second quarter. Pisgah leads 10-7 over the Mountaineers. Power eye formation for the Mountaineers, and there's time called again, this time an official timeout as they're trying to reset this thing. He gets it. Apparently something was a wire.
Mm-hmm.
So a double tight power eye formation. Cornwell over center. Here's the snap. Hand off over to Ben Green, and he's going to fight his way up there. And that'll be a gain of about 4 yards. Nice run out of Ben Green. And Paul Leverett is down rolling as he's kind of rolled, and he's helped up by Kyle Terrell. Good sign of sportsmanship there.
Yeah.
The very man that brought down Ben Green, Kyle Terrell, helped up Leverett, who had his ankle rolled up on.
And that hurts, too.
So second down and 6 from the 41-yard line of Pisgah. Mountaineers setting up shop. Power eye formation again. Here's the snap, handoff, and there goes the, that'll be, I'm looking for a number here, 20. Michael Herbertson, fresh running back, as they got a stable of them. Herbertson running right, picked up about 3 yards, making it third down and a long 3 yards. The Mountaineers have got to get to the 35 of Pisgah for a first down, and they're sitting at right now the 33.
We got a shout out to Go Bears from Nanny in Canton. I wonder if that's Charlie Nanny.
Power I formation. Big backs. Ben Green in there. There, Bryce Myers, and he is brought down short of the first down. So the ground and pound is pounding, and all of a sudden down on the ground is looks like Ben Green. He's injured, and so is, Myers.
He's grabbing his knee. That's
Myers is grabbing
sign.
His knees.
That's not a good sign.
Oh, no.
That is not a good sign.
So time, we're going to take time out while they tend to Bryce Myers out on the field. It's 8:30 left here in the second quarter, 10-7 Pisgah. We'll be back after these messages.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Welcome back. A subdued crowd on both sides of the field are silent as the trainers are working over both Ben Green, who's on the sideline, and also Bryce Myers. Bryce Myers is being helped up, and he's going to have to come off, and that doesn't look good as that knee is hanging. Myers getting a nice round of applause from both sides of the stadium here at Weatherby, and Myers is being carried off, and Ben Green is also up, but he looks not to be as damaged right now as Myers. So that is going to make it fourth down and one as they got the players, injured players off, and the ball is set at the, just inside the 40 or the 30, 6-yard line, so they got a half a yard to go, and the Black or the Mountaineers will try for fourth and inches from the Pisgah 36. Snap. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a battle, but Houston McCracken.
It's going to be where the referee marks it because it's close.
McCracken gets it to the line of scrimmage, and that should be, no, they're going to measure this, but I believe by half a ball length.
Yeah.
Is Houston McCracken. If you want that yard, you want the toughest man on this field, Houston McCracken for Tuscola is one of them, a superb player on both sides of the football, plays with great passion.
So while we got this time, Chuck caught up. Chuck, he says, pick me up a 50-50 ticket, and if I win, I'll split it with you, LOL, Clinton.
Clinton, yeah, okay, I got your ticket.
Go Bears from the Denise Tackle, our great prep statistician we have here. So, and she's doing it solo tonight because I'm helping Chuck. We got a text from Thank You. That was really awesome. Jerry loved it. We're face timing.
Well, let's just see. They got them measured. Does it?
He did not
the players
get
say
it.
No, he didn't
oh,
get
my
it.
Goodness gracious.
By inches, he did not get it. So the ball will turn over at the 35. Pisgah will take and set up shop with 8:17 left in the second quarter and leading 10-7 in this game. Inches.
While we got a little time, let's pay some bills. Our Black Bear sponsors, Carolina and Pond, and my fat buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson, Western Carolina Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, and Jim Bromley Edwards Jones. And I hope I'm saying that right, folks. It's the first time I've ever done it.
Okay, Black Bears will put three high and one low. Anderson, the low receiver. Shotgun formation with Dylan Hanna in the backfield. Tuscola showing run blitz. Here's the pass. Anderson going deep. McKinley Brown looking. Here's a long pass behind the secondary and batted down. Almost intercepted. Underthrew Trevor Johnson, who got behind the play that may be holding That's a good place where the flags are thrown. That's going to be holding, and that's an illegal chop block.
Yeah, I seen it. I didn't know if they had, but I seen it. You can't go for the knees, and that's just to protect the players, you know. And I understand that. Being a person that's had 8 knee surgeries, I understand that. And mine were from playing football, Chuck.
Well, 8:07, clock has stopped, 10-7 Pisgah here in the second quarter. They mark off the ball, and the ball will go back to the 20, and they're moving it.
Well, it's marked from where the flag was at. So that's going
to put the ball at the 17-yard line of Pisgah, so they got a long ways to go for a first down.
A chop block is a 15-yard penalty in high school.
Three high, one low, Pisgah. McBrown in shotgun looking over to the sideline. Pisgah wearing all white, black helmets. Tuscola in all black. Here's the blitz. He's looking. Anderson didn't have any idea that he was going to get the football. Anderson just gave up on it. Don't know what Jesse was thinking on that, but McKinley looked to him, and Anderson had just stopped his route, and now Anderson is limping.
I think McKinley had to throw it faster because they were coming with a blitz, and he had to throw it before he wanted to.
So that will make the ball second down and 29 yards for first down at the 17-yard line. 8:02 left. Brown gets the shotgun snap. Here's the throw over, and Martinez, and they had that sniffed out. That's going to go for a loss of about 2 yards to the 15-yard line. So now it'll be third and 29. So from the 15s.
Got another text listening in Bethel. Gary Smith, go Bears. There's a lot of people listening tonight, Chuck.
Black Bears, that'll be third and 30 yards. Black Bears going backwards. A 15-yard illegal chop block put them in a bind on that first down pass.
And that's one thing Coach Chaplin talked about this week, eliminating stupid mistakes.
Shotgun formation. Brown rolling out, looking to pass. He scrambles, looks to run. He's got plenty of running room. He's up to the 30, down to the 34-yard line. He's marked out of bounds, so that'll be fourth down and about 11 or 12 yards. So he picked up a bunch on that carry, got flushed from the pocket as the Pisgah line is having trouble manhandling and holding out the rush of the Tuscola Mountaineers, so they're going to go to punt the football.
It looks like Tuscola's line is doing stunts and blitzing and trying to catch Pisgah off guard.
Daniel Smathers will be back to receive the punt. He's lined up at the 25. Jesse Anderson is the punter. Ready to go. Here's the snap. Anderson punts the ball end over end. Bounces at the 30 and past Smathers and rolls down to about the 13-yard line. Smathers let that ball go, and it just took a Pisgah bounce for the 12 yards. And so Tuscola will set up shop at the 14. We'll stay here because the teams are coming out, and we'll keep you here while they act. You know, 7 minutes exactly on the clock here in the second quarter, 10-7 Pisgah.
You know, we talked about the defense, the points that each team's allowed, and I was really thinking that when we were talking in pregame that this might end up being a defensive struggle.
In the backfield will be offset eye, wing, and one split end. Ball over to the Michael Herberson as he moves the ball up to about the 19, so a nice run of 5 yards by Herberson. So that'll bring up second and 5. Maybe about 4 by the placement. So he got it up to the 20. So it'll be second and 4 from 19 and a half yard line.
And we can't do halves and stats now.
I know that. Offset eye to the wing. Hand off over to Herberson. He's going to get about 3 yards on that carry. He's up to about the 23-yard line. And so that'll make it third and 1.
That was Bryce Myers, number 16.
Was it?
Yes.
Myers is back?
Yeah.
Great. Well, maybe. Let's just hope, you know, I mean, look, the kid's tough as it is.
They've wrapped his leg, though.
So Myers has got a wrapped leg, and what a tough kid this Bryce Myers is. He's back in the backfield. It wasn't Ferguson. It was Myers on those last two carries for the Mountaineers. And the flags are down, and the Black Bears are turning as if they moved into the neutral zone, and they did. That'll be offsides, and that'll be an automatic first down by the Black Bears.
Colt Underwood jumped into the neutral zone.
So Tuscola, with 5:48 left in the second quarter, has the ball on a new set of downs, first and 10 from the 27 or 28 yard line. Power I formation, double tight. Here's the play, and Myers gets tripped up, and that didn't help because
no.
Myers is hurt again.
He got hit at the legs when he come through the line.
And Vidre Crouch.
Same leg, too.
Myers is slow to get up, and he's not right.
He's not. He's limping again.
He can't even straighten that knee out as Vidre Crouch came on a run blitz and just went to the knee. And he shot the knee and knocked Myers down before he ended up picking up about 4 yards on that carry. So it's 5:04. The clock's running. 10-7 Pisgah here in the second quarter. Tuscola has the ball at the 32, their own 32. Power I formation. Cornwell, snap. Drops back. He bootlegs out. He throws the ball. And it's picked off again by Jeff Henson. His second time Cornwell is picked off. He had to get it out in a hurry as Cheryl Rathbone applied the pressure right before he got sacked. And Jeff Henson again picks off Woody Cornwell. And that ball will be at the Tuscola 38-yard line.
You know, you never know who's going to be the big hero of the game. And it seems like Jeff Henson eating his Wheaties today. He has come to play game.
The pass has been the bugaboo so far for the Tuscola Mountaineers as they've had two passes intercepted in this ball game. Too high, too low. Shotgun formation. In motion is Trevor Johnson. Fakes a handoff. Trevor Johnson gets, and he's going nowhere. Nowhere.
And you know, Coach Chappell sets up these plays to see the reaction of the defense. So he has a reason for that.
And we just got flagged for an unsportsmanlike penalty. And off goes, oh boy, Lucas Hall. Chappell's calling him near him. He is not happy.
No. And that's one thing he's preached all week. Keep your composure. Don't let things get to you.
Lucas said something he shouldn't have. So he's going to get flagged for a 15-yard penalty. So a second 15-yard penalty on separate drives backs up the Black Bears to the 45, their own 45-yard line. They've got to go to the 28 of Tuscola for a first down.
That hurt. And the head referee, we don't know their names, folks, is getting an explanation from Coach
Chappell. They warned them before the game. We mm-hmm. said that we're watching. They were taking a long time telling them not to run their mouth.
Now he's coming to say something to Tuscola's coach that probably they didn't catch the first, but they caught the second. Folks, in any sport, if you retaliate, they're always going to catch the person that retaliates, not the one that initiates. Got to keep your composure. Yeah, I know this is a heated rivalry.
And I think he's warning them is that they're not going to tolerate it.
He's warning both benches, and I agree totally with that. Give them a warning first. Then the next time, that's it. And he's got both teams huddled up at 45, explaining to them that he's not going to tolerate this.
So Pisgah, he breaks that huddle. It's 4:31 left in the second quarter, 10-7 the Black Bears. Second and 27 from their own 45-yard line. Snap to Brown. Fakes. Here's the pass. He's got Hunter White. Oh, just off the fingers at the 25-yard line. And there is a flag on the play, and it may be holding. on the defense.
We'll have to wait and see, because it was where Hunter Wyck was at with the ball.
And so it is downfield.
Mm-hmm. So if it is pass interference, folks, it's not by the mark where the pass was in high school. It's
pass interference against Tuscola. And that may set them up with an automatic first down.
It is automatic first down, but it's from the line of scrimmage. So
just off the fingertips as Brown put it up over, and Wyck had no other alternative, just to lunge out, but it went off his fingertips. So it is, remains second down.
Okay.
It'll be second down now on a more manageable 12. Second and 12 from the Tuscola 40-yard line. Three high, one low. Brown and shotgun. Here's the snap. And the flags go down again. And it's going to be illegal procedure against Pisgah. So the flag bugaboo again is not been fixed. And so that'll be a 5-yard penalty.
But I think, you know, McKinley has to wait till his team gets set. He snapped that ball way too fast, I thought.
Well, that's all part of it. We're into the eighth game of the season. So now to be again, three high, one low receivers. Brown working the shotgun. Dylan Hanna in the backfield with him. Trevor Johnson in motion. Brown back to pass. He scrambles. Brown looking downfield, can't find anybody. Tries to run and gets back up to the 41-yard line. And so now there's some words by Caleb Cullins, and he's been brought off the field. I mean, Brown went right by Caleb Cullins, who was in the face of one of the linemen, and the lineman pointed that the quarterback was running away from him. I've never seen that done.
I haven't either. And I've seen also, too, number one was number seven has to go off the field. His helmet come off. He tried to sneak back on, and he put it on real quick, and he tried to get back out there so they wouldn't notice it, but the head referee noticed it.
Third and 13 from the 41 of Tuscola. Brown working on a shotgun. Three high, one low in the receiver sets.
And that's
moving from the right to the left on your radio dial. Back to pass. Brown looks. Throws a screen over to Trevor Johnson. He scrambles up, and he's going to get nowhere. And so that's going to bring a fourth down and 13 as he tried a little smoke screen to Lucas Hall. Excuse me. Hall got that one. So Lucas got back to the ball game. So it's 10-7 with 3:35 and winding down, fourth and 13, fourth and 14 from the 42-yard line. So it was a loss of one on that play. Back deep to punt is Jesse Anderson. Nobody for the Mountaineers believes he's going to punt it, so they're not going to put a man back. Anderson shanks it. And that ball goes out at the 24-yard line.
Looks like they're going to mark it at the 26.
26-yard line. So the Tuscola Mountaineers, another good defensive stand. Pisgah shooting themselves with penalties. Waste another good scoring opportunity. And the flag bugaboos biting them. Because right now the disciplined Mountaineers are hanging in with the undisciplined Black Bears.
Pisgah, according to our crack statistician, Pisgah has 4 penalties right now.
So Tuscola will set up shop at the 26. Handoff over to Michael Herberson. He gets up and fights his way up to the 30-yard line, a gain of 4. Brought down by Dylan Hanna. So that will be second down and 6 from the 30. Also on that tackle was David Mack.
Oh, David Mack, if his mama was here, she'd be screaming if we had that.
And she probably gets drummed out by this crowd, a huge crowd.
Oh, it's huge.
End zone is about 10 deep.
Oh, it is.
Second and 6 from the 30. Offset eye. One receiver high. Handoff to Herberson. He's going to get about a yard off tackle, so 2:20 left in the second quarter. Mountaineers only one timeout left. They had called two. So the ball is at the 27, excuse me, the 32.
Here comes Bryce Myers back in, and he's not running very well when he comes back in. So
it's at the 32-yard line, and it'll be third down and 4 yards. And Myers is in the backfield. Offset on. Pass. Over the top. Oh, that's incomplete as Woody Cornwell got flushed from the pocket, rolled, and threw it deep to number 21, Damon McDaniel. So that'll bring up a fourth down and four. And the clock is stopped with 1:38 left in the second quarter, and Tuscola will now have to punt.
Our big black sponsors, Carolina Gun and Pawn, and by Rogers Express Lube, Jukebox Junction, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Hometown Hardware, Pat Morgan and Clark, ACN, Sid's on Main.
Back to punt will be Logan Lambert. Deep to receive will be Jesse Anderson and Trevor Johnson. They're standing at the 25 and 30-yard line, respectively, and another timeout is called by Tuscola, their final timeout. So they have no timeouts left. Hey, you got to use them in the first half. There's no problem with using them.
You can't take them to the locker room.
That's exactly right. 1:38. While they got this timeout, we'll be back after these messages, folks. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Welcome back to Weatherby Stadium. A bad punt by Tuscola rolls out of bounds at the Pisgah 37-yard line. So they'll set up shop with 127 and all three timeouts left, leading 10-7 here in the second quarter.
You know, that's one thing Campbell said about the Franklin game. He drew it up perfect, got the time down, leaving no time. And this is a classic case of 127, three timeouts. See what you can do before half.
Spread formation, too high, too low. Jesse Anderson going to throw the ball on a halfback pass. That is to Jesse Martinez, and it's caught, and it's incomplete. They're going to mark it? No, it's incomplete. He had the ball. Nice play by the defender, Adam Chambers, for Tuscola, as just it got into the hands of Martinez, he straight down on the hands, and so that goes as an incompletion on a halfback pass by Jesse Anderson. So it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 37-yard line, 1:20 left here in the second quarter.
Again, if you want a shout-out online or on the radio, get text 828-421-3301. We'll give you a shout-out, give us your name and location, where you're listening to us from.
Shotgun formation, too high, too low. Dylan Hanna in the backfield. Brown in the gun. Drops back the pass. Throws over the middle. Call dropped by Jesse Anderson.
He is open at
midfield.
He's beating himself in the head. He had that right where you want it in your hands. Got an update on the score. Reynolds 28, Inca nothing. Reynolds got to running back this week.
So it's 3rd and 10. Good for them. 3rd and 10 from the 37. Not running the time off. Snap. Brown looking downfield. And Brown is going to get sacked. as the offensive line is just not being able to handle the defensive front of Tuscola. And Brown is not having a lot of time and is running for his life. That way, they just collapsed the pocket on him. And so now they're going to be forced to punt on a 4th and 15 from the 32. And the clock is running with 47 seconds left in the first half.
And I bet Coach runs the clock down as far as he can before he punts it. And Tuscola don't decide whether they're going to stay back or come up. They, you know, Jesse gives you that threat with that soccer kick.
Snap to Anderson. He's going to, and a nice booming kick. Nobody back as that ball takes an sideways bounce and is downed by Cody Riddle at the 34-yard line.
You would want it to bounce the other way, but the way it fell, it bounced sideways.
So 18.9 seconds left in the first half. Tuscola down by 3, 10-7.
I'm going to try to say this, and if I mispronounce your name, you can shoot me later. Just come find me at a
Pisgah. Lighters?
At a Pisgah game. A shout-out from Mike.
Cornwell snaps. He's going to run with the football, and he's going to get dropped by Dylan Hanna as he had nowhere. And, again, the defensive front for Pisgah is handling the offensive line of Tuscola. And so that clock will run out, and that will be all for the first half. But Pisgah will take and get the football to start the second half. As we move to halftime, Pisgah 10, Tuscola 7. We'll be back after these messages.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the Green Inn.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Jukebox Junction, backing the Bears. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare through lunch and dinner, including daily specials, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox handles your sweet tooth with ice cream, sundaes, sodas, and shakes. Call to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light. Also open Sunday from 8:30 till 3.
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Welcome back to Waynesville, North Carolina, Weatherby Stadium. A classic in the makings right now is a halftime score, Pisgah 10, Tuscola 7. And, Rhonda, that was just what we expected from both teams.
You know, I thought it would be a defensive game. Both teams playing really well on defensive side. And it was going to be who made the least mistakes. So far, Pisgah's made the least mistakes on turnovers. But the penalty situation, when our crack statistician, Denise Castle, gets done, we'll find out penalty-wise how we're doing. I think it's going to be Coach Chappell's going to make his adjustments. And when we come back the second half, I think you'll see him pick up these blitzes that Tuscola is shooting at us.
Some scores around the mountains. A.C. Reynolds, 28. Inca, 0. Owen, 23. Madison, 7. Franklin, 18. North Henderson, 8. Wow, I'm surprised at that score. Bavard, 28. West Henderson, 7. They're bad.
Yeah.
Hendersonville, 20. Mitchell, 6. Robbinsville, 21. Rosman, 16. Swain, all over Cherokee, 34-0.
Murphy all over Andrews.
And Murphy, 28-0 over Andrews. That's what we got when we got, we've already said Hendersonville right now. So, Rhonda, go over the stats,
Let me go over the stats. In the first half, Pisgah had 4 penalties for 40 yards. We just talked about that, 2 15-yarders and 2 5-yarders. They had 6 first downs. Your leading rusher is McKinley Brown of 39 yards, and Lucas Hall has 34. Also, McKinley is 5 of 10 for 67 yards, 1 touchdown. We've got 74 yards rushing, 67 passing, a total of 141 yards total offense, and Lucas Hall is the leading receiver. Well, he's got two catches for 12 yards. Jesse Anderson's got one catch for 51, that great catch down the sideline, so he's our leading receiver. Jesse Martinez has one for negative two, and Trevor Johnson has one for six. So that's our stats, and we'll do a...
Total yards?
Is 141.
Wow.
We'll do a summary report on our score in the first quarter of 5:30 left. Six-yard TD pass to McKinley Brown to Trevor Johnson on a beautiful pass. Nathan Higdon's PAT was good. It made it 7-7 because Tuscola had scored previously on the Bryce Myers 95-yard run. In the second quarter, Pisgah 10-14 left, got a 42-yard field goal by Nathan Higdon, make it 10-7, and that's where we stand at halftime, Chuck, 10-7.
Irwin 7, Robertson 7, and Asheville 14, McDowell 7. I'm just going over these, just trying to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm playing, it's like a toy at Christmas. I'm playing with this thing right now. This is a crowded press box. Thoughts of first half, you know, my first thoughts is our pass routes are too deep, too long.
Right.
You know, they're blitzing and bringing the house. If they want to catch them in a blitz and hurt them the most, they're going to have to shorten those routes and make quick passes.
And I think that's the adjustment Chapel's going to make. He said, told me earlier in the week, we're not sure. We know that Tuscola's going to come with some kind of junk at us, some kind of junk defenses. When we get through the first half, if we can keep it in the first half, keep close or get ahead, I'll make the adjustments to either pick up the blitzes. And they're just not seeing the blitzes right now. McKinley's not seeing it. He's got to know when it's coming. So he'll make these adjustments. Chapel is an excellent halftime second half coach at making adjustments to get his team to victory, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, that was a very well played for the most part. Take away the flags and, you know, a couple drives, great scoring opportunities squandered by the Black Bears, two of them, you know, that I speak of, and then just one miscue of, you know, not shifting to a power eye to the short side of the field. And Bryce Myers, when he got to the sidelines, goodbye, good night, game over. There was nobody on this football field that's going to catch that young man.
You know,
I'm wondering about the status of both Myers and Ben Green.
Myers was beating his head on the railing down here that second time he'd come out when we told that Vaudre hit his leg in that last play. He was over here leaned up against the fence, beating his head against the fence like he was mad at himself for getting hurt. You know, sports, folks, you're going to get hurt. That's just the game. And sometimes you've got to not try to play through it. And I think he's trying to play through something that's probably very serious, Chuck.
Well, I mean, you know, you got a knee injury from a star player. I'd be very cautious of that as far as a knee. And those are funny things.
They are funny.
Having
things.
Knee injury myself in the game of football. So, but anyhow, that's neither here nor there. It's 10-7 at halftime. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good it'll make you squoil.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency.
Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside at Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years.
To bear right.
to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Welcome back to Weatherby Stadium. We're in the middle of halftime. Score Pisgah 10, Tuscola 7. And Rhonda, your phone's blowing up.
It's blowing up, man. I'm going to have to give you a new one. I think it's going to go crazy. There's two shout-outs I got to give. Mr. Jones is a diehard, David Jones, diehard, folks, Pisgah fan. He does not miss a game. He is very, very sick. He could not make this game, and it's about to kill him. He's at home listening. Mr. Jones, I can't wait to get back. I love you, man. You get back to these Bears. They need you. You get better. And my mom's fell and hurt her knee. She couldn't make it tonight. Mama's down. She's on the injured reserve list. So, you know, we got to get her to Southeastern. Let her take care of her. You know how it is.
Gotcha.
So that's two shout-outs. And right now, my phone, I'm going to go through some of these. A shout-out to Mike Latrinas to the Bears. And Mike, if I screwed your last name up.
Litras.
Okay, let's try that. I'm so sorry. Then we've got.
Well, you do have a bunch of. Roll, girl.
Okay. It's. Posh, get them Bears. Oh, Posh. Posh Sellers. He's back there listening. Posh, appreciate you listening to us. We got Scotty, Fallon, Peyton, Caleb, and Micah pulling for the Bears from Beaver Dam.
Uh-oh. Out in Beaver Dam.
Yeah, remember watching boys out in Beaver Dam.
I'm telling you, this crowd right here is just huge. I'm going to estimate this crowd to be about 11,000.
I'm going to get one more in, Chuck, and we're going to go over Tuscola Stats.
Right.
Bellamy family from Alexander pulling for the Bears.
Alexander, North Carolina?
Alexander, North Carolina. Well, wow. I believe it's in Alexander over past Lester.
Well, what do I know?
Well, I've got Tuscola State.
You drive me everywhere we go, don't you?
I have to because, folks, he get lost. He has no sense of navigation. So I got the Tuscola stats, and they've turned the ball over once. I've had two interceptions, and they had one fumble, but they got it back. But they had 145 yards rushing in the first half, and Bryce Myers has 111, Chuck. First rusher.
96 on that.
Right. First rusher, it's went over 100 yards on Pisgah.
Yeah, well, he had 96 of them on that first touchdown run.
And 9 yards passing.
Only touchdown run.
9 yards passing for 154. So the stats are pretty equal, 154 to 141. We're going to go through the Black Bear, what I do every week, the Pisgah Nation Sports Update.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Pisgah Tennis made the first ever playoff appearance in school history. And they had to go plumb to Ashburn to play, and they lost by that much, 5-4.
Wow.
Heartbreaker, but congratulations. Double thumbs up from the Pisgah Nation on a great season for the tennis girls tennis team. We still have the three girls individuals, the doubles and the two singles that are still playing. Golf, all conference came down. Three Bears from out of the four players made all conference. Elizabeth Bellum, Haley Penland, and Ashley Holland. They played this week in Cummins Cove, finished third with a score of 306 behind West, who was number one at 257, East at number two at 305. Now that's a nail biter. Haley Penland shot a 97, followed by Elizabeth Bellum at 103 and Ashley Holland with 106 and Tessie Lebroni at 116. Volleyball. The last two games of the season this past week, Tuesday we played Bavard in a good game. Pisgah won 3-2. The last set was 15-5, Chuck, and Pisgah gave them 4 points off service errors. They only scored 1 point on the Bears, and that was amazing. Wednesday night, folks, was senior night for the volleyball team at home, and they won 3-0. And I really want to talk especially about one senior that really broke my heart. That's Lisa Caldwell, tore ACL playing powder puff football, dangerous sport, I'm telling you, that powder puff football. And Coach Megan Woods did the classiest thing I've ever seen my coach. She put her out there on senior night with her knee brace on, let her serve 3 balls, and then come out to a standing ovation by the Pisgah Nation. The kid is out for the season, but she did get to play senior night, and that was amazing. And she wanted to thank her teammates and everything they've done for her. She was very emotional, made my heart cry. Brooklyn Allen, those two games, This kid's amazing. 27 kills. 27 kills against Bavard. She had 18 against Owen, didn't play all the game. That girl's arm is like a howitzer. She comes down with that ball, you better watch out or she's going to take you out. I love that girl. She's competitive. And then Mariah had 12 blocks against Bavard, very crucial. Sheridan had 54 assists against Bavard. 54. And then she had 30 against Owen. Montana had 11 kills, 19 digs against Bavard. You know, that's a senior-laden team. They're going to play tomorrow, folks, and at noon against Shelby Crest in the first round of the state playoffs.
Wow. So, we just got a shout-out going to Miss Loretta Green. She texted in from Port Orange, Florida, and she wants to tell her grandson, Joseph Inman, go Bears. We've got Travis Tatham in Canton, Olin and Betty Tatham, and John Rodomer on his 85th birthday today. They're listening from Canton, North Carolina. I assume they're multi-talented star athlete. Thomas Tatham is somewhere. Big T's over here and probably somewhere in that student section.
Yeah, I just got a text from Coach Goodwin, and I haven't talked to her much. I know she's been very extremely busy. Kobe Williamson from the cross-country girls' side of the team made all-conference cross-country, finishing seventh overall. Impressive for Coach Goodwin's team. The cross-country girls, very young this year, doing very well, and she's doing a great job with those kids. So I've got a text here from... It says, go Bears, Wanda and Larry Murray and Becky Graff, PHS alum, listening in Bumpus Mills, Tennessee.
So we got them from Atlanta, Georgia. We got them from Port Orange, Florida. Miss Green, Miami. We got them. Yeah, Jared Conner, you better be still listening, bud. Not going to South Beach. Stay away from South Beach, son. And then we've got Bumpus Mills, Tennessee.
And then I got a text from Snow Pup, says, go Bears from Sanook, Stonewall.
Is Sanook around here?
Yeah.
Now you know why my wife drives me around all the time.
Got a check from Mike and Cindy Smathers by the campfire in Dutch Cove. Go Bears. We might need that campfire later on tonight, Chuck. It's supposed to be a little chilly. But
I tell you, you folks out there listening in, we sure do appreciate you tuning in on either on AM 920 or on WPTLradio.net. I mean, just keep listening, folks. And in comes the A team, finally.
Yes.
He strolls in after halftime. And so we're going to take a break while we get Chad Upton set for the play-by-play. Mr. Upton has showed up. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Pisgah Football Network on WPTL AM 920.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Seasons change, each bringing different needs and requirements. Financial institutions change due to technology, customer requests, and government mandates. One thing that will never change at WNC Community Credit Union is the commitment to customer satisfaction. Try them out. You won't be disappointed, ever. WNC Community Credit Union, 27 Kent Lane in West Waynesville. Not for profit, not for charity, but for service. Insured by the NCUA.
Get painting. You know you want your place all fresh and pretty for the holidays. See Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill and save on Valspar Medallion Paint. There's latex eggshell wall and trim, interior satin latex, semi-gloss interior, and Valspar latex flat wall paint. All sale priced when you buy this month. See Buddy Flynn at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. They have all the accessories for your painting job, too.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Well, we welcome back to Weatherby Stadium in the AET. Mr. T has just showed up. That's Chad Upton. Chad reluctantly had to take care of day job duties.
Yeah, that's one of those things you...
This is one time.
You know,
I am so glad to see you.
So the rest of the time you're not glad to see me?
No, I just went through about three or four bottles of water, man. This is hard to do.
I understand. No, I know. Absolutely.
There's a couple times I was sitting there caught and watching the play and everything, and I'm supposed to be doing play-by-play.
And it takes some time. I mean, it's one of those things that you, you know, I'll tell you a funny story while we've got a second. I remember when I was still in college at Appalachian and standing beside Dad, and I would go through this. I would sort of practice this because I thought, you know, one day I'd like to do this. And, you know, he said, maybe you should try doing that later on down the road. So I had some, I guess, you know, I wouldn't call it practicing in front of a mirror, but, you know, we did some of that, you know, in college and growing up, so that's how we got this. But I'm certainly glad to be here. It looks like you got a lot of interesting things going on to talk about.
It was a great football, you know, first half, and look at the crowd. This is just amazing. This is like 5:30. This crowd was packing it in like this. And, but it was an eventful, first half, and Pisgah will get the football to start the second half.
You're good. Well, Ron, I know Ronnie did a terrific job. We still a little bit on the way over, you know, kind of we're in and out with, in terms of range and so forth. So I listened to some of it on iTunes, and I was able to pick up the rest of it, you know, coming in, and you guys were doing a great job. So I know. It's hard for the adjustments, but I'm certainly glad to be up here with you guys.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus listening to the game from the North Pole, I know this phone number, so it is Santa Claus, kids. So that's the way it goes right there.
I know exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah, we do, don't we? It's Santa Claus. It's Sandy.
Well, tell me how we got to this point.
Well, it started off with a 96-yard touchdown run by Bryce Myers. Pisgah moved the ball down and got, you know, stood up on a nice goal line stand by Tuscola. And then the first play, they came out in a power eye, and Pisgah didn't react to it.
Right.
And 96 yards later, Bryce Myers hit pay dirt. And then Pisgah answered with a nice drive and scored to tie it up at a nice touchdown cast by 6 yards from Brown to Trevor Johnson. PAT, and then a 42-yard field goal.
Wow.
By Nathan Higdon, and that's what happened there.
What would you say in terms of sort of, I guess, you know, perhaps the tone of this one tonight?
You know, the tone, they're playing hard, and for the most part, other than four flags or two 15-yard penalties by Pisgah, is that it's just been a game where you get what you're expecting.
Right.
These two teams that have great records and battling for, you know, a playoff, number one playoff seed and conference, you know, still in the hunt for a conference championship.
Right.
They're going at it. And I'm going to tell you, there's some pads popping out there.
Right.
There's some grunting and they're hitting each other. But, we just got, Daniel and Laura from Balsam, longtime Pisgah fans, saying hello and have a safe night to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, folks.
This is not appropriate to do on the air, but where are we on breaks? How many have you taken during the second half?
Two.
Okay, so you're ready to go for the
second
half.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
All right, right on.
Hey, we've been maintenance right there.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
And Jerry in Miami, not Jared. Oh, okay, Jerry Conner. Okay, so, Jerry, you don't go to South Beach.
Exactly.
You stay right where you're at in that motel room listening to this ball game or your home.
Thank you.
So Pisgah will get the ball to start the second half. Let's see if halftime adjustments are going to be really critical at this point. And that was the issue we saw last night in the JV game.
Absolutely.
Halftime score 0-0, and Pisgah was a completely different team because Brett Chappell went in and made some key adjustments. And, I mean, they just lit it up for 22 points and won the game 22-0 last night in the JV game, and, you know, with a huge crowd right there. Mike Leff, class of 85, listening in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. The Brett Chappell Show, live from the Jukebox Junction on Highway 276 in Bethel. It's Football Talk with Coach Chappell, and brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Hometown Hardware, linen and uniform. Haywood Insurance Services and Southeastern Sports Medicine. Southeastern Sports Medicine now treating my son, who sustained a broken, I didn't tell you this yet, broke a arm day before yesterday. And I called Dr. Motley, and he went right to work on it and saw Tim Parrish. They're going to take care of him. So those folks, you know, can tell you in personal experience, doing a great job for my family. Here's a kick from Tuscola. Again, Pisgah will field the return of the second half. They field it to 10, 15, 20. Out to the outside. It'd be cut down there. That's Jesse Anderson at the 21 yard line. That's where Pisgah will start their next drive of the night. Anderson's slow to get up off that kickoff return.
So they'll set up shop, Chad, from their own 21. Yep, own 21 yard line. 79 yards to go. Key drive right here. See what key adjustments that Coach Keppel has made for the offense.
Again, Black Bears in white tonight. White pants and white shirts, black numerals. Black helmets with the red power P. They'll go one wide receiver to the left side. They'll go double wings. Snap, and they'll give on to the middle of the field, and nothing's there as they fake the end around. Maybe a yard, half yard or so. It'll be second long here for the Black Bears. Just underway, second half, 10-7 your score here from CE Weatherby Stadium. You know, you don't really get many opportunities to see the traffic situation when you do what we do. Of course, coming in tonight at halftime, there are people all over this end of town. One receiver to the left side, double wings again. Here's a snap, and they'll give around left side. He makes a stiff arm there and gets free at the 30-yard line. They'll make that the 26, 27-yard line, so a nice run right there on the end around. He picks up probably 6 yards, yeah, right there, and that's Trevor Johnson on that end around carry, Chuck.
Well, it was a nice run. It was out of the wing reverse, trying to catch the Mountaineers going the opposite way, and just a little seepage bowed his run out because it looked like he was going to have a lot of room to run, but they closed down and stopped him short of the first
back
down.
Back to the line of scrimmage, hurdle, snap. He's going to keep for now. And now he'll pitch, and it's on turf, and I believe Tuscola's got a late pitch right there, and I think Pisgah has turned. No, they did recover it, so it'll be fourth down, and the Black Bears will have to punt the ball. We want to welcome all of our listeners around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network tonight. Certainly appreciate having the opportunity to broadcast this game for those folks. All three, I think there's three broadcasters here. Our broadcast, of course, the broadcast from Waynesville, and then there's another crew here working on the other side, actually out the window, want the middle school to broadcast the game. So we certainly appreciate everyone listening to us, and we appreciate what you do for us every single day and every single night around the world to keep us safe.
I didn't see it.
So it's fourth down. The Black Bears will punt after that late fumble. They did recover, and that's probably a big play. And now they'll go three and out here to start the second half. Here's a snap. Anderson gets it off. High, floating, bounds, straight up, and it'll be called dead at the 35-yard line. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Chuck, during the timeout after the punt, a personal foul call was voiced after a penalty was thrown back towards the line of scrimmage, Chuck, a personal foul against Tuscola, so that will mark them back a good bit of yardage here. The ball was down at the 36, so this will take them back inside the 20. I didn't see that play in terms of the foul, but that was, like I said, right around the line of scrimmage.
Looked like holding. No, you're right, personal foul.
It was. 21-yard line's a new spot. Tuscola will go back to work on offense here. Pisgah went three and out to start the second half. Black Bears lead it 10-7 here in this big game. The other scores, Owen leads Madison 23-13. Reynolds 42-7 over Anken. Asheville 14-7 over McDowell. Went 14-7 over Robertson. Here's a snap and a pitch. Not a lot of traffic. A lot of traffic. Not a lot of room to run. And he sacked back down to about the 13-yard line. A loss on that play.
Absolutely. Bryce Myers a little hobbled with his knee. Good defensive stand by the Black Bears.
So it will be spotted now at about the 17-yard line after that loss. Again, it was a loss of four. 10-7 your score. It's second, and we'll call about 14 now from about the 17-yard line. They'll go one receiver to the right side, near to the formation, to the left. Snap, flags down, and he's brought down as soon as he takes the football on the hand, and he's slow to get up. Flags come in right before the play started. We'll see what this is about.
Well, I tell you what, they shot the gap. They pitched on, and Myers, this poor kid's taking a beating. He's staggering now coming off.
Jacob Boyd, the junior, on the tackle right there. A false start is the call before the snap for Tuscola. So another 5 yards. And that's not a penalty that you can decline because it was prior to the snap.
Wow.
Yeah.
They just pinched down and Holt Underwood just cleaned the clock. Good job, Holt. Myers just taking a royal beating all here today.
Again, they'll try to run the football, it looks like. Two, three backs in the backfield. No receivers in this set. Snap. They give straight ahead. There's not a lot there, Chuck. Down at the 15-yard line, they got one.
Kyle Terrell. And helping up the ball carrier was Trevor Johnson, a host of other Black Bears to help. And that's going to force a punt, Bud.
So it'll be fourth down. And just as soon as Pisgah goes three and out on their first drive of the second half, Tuscola losing thing here. It's fourth and 15. They'll punt it as their punter stands on the 3-yard line, their 3-yard line. Here's the snap. Pisgah puts on the return. The shorter punt, it'll bound the 50 and take a Tuscola roll and be downed inside the 36-yard line. Back in a moment, WPTA, the voice of Pisgah football.
The Pisgah Black Bears know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to basketball, but to personal finances as well. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have a portfolio that works as hard as you do. Jim Bromley, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 828-648-0045 or stop by his office at 92 Crossroad Hill Road in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back on here at the stadium, C.E. Weathers, Waynesville, 10-7 your score, 7:21 to go here in the third quarter. Pisgah picks up a yard on that first down play at second nine.
Chad will tell you, you do a great job. We got a text that, you know, tell Chad to thank God he's there. We love him. I love him too, folks. That's a hard job to do.
Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side. They got one back out there. On the defense here in the second half. And now McKinley will take a timeout. He doesn't like tackle. Tim will send it back to you in Canton. Again, your score is 10-7, 6:51 left to go in the third period, and the Black Bears lead it. This is AM 920 WPTL and WPTLradio.net, the voice of the Black Bears.
Carolina! Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
10-7 your score after the tie. Pisgah goes back out on offense. Now with three receivers out to the far side this time. One of them. Snap. Three-step drop out of the shotgun. Pressure comes from behind. Throws. It is caught. First down at the 40-yard line. And it'll go down at the 38-yard line. A big throw and catch down there by Hunter Wyke, and there was a lot of pressure. McKinley, he made it happen, Chuck.
Yeah, he did, and Brown just stood strong in the pocket with a rush in his face and got away that pass right as he got driven to the ground. I tell you what, it takes a big guy in that pocket to stand in there and wait for that guy to get open on a deep route.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage, two receivers either side of the set. They'll operate shotgun with one set. Snap, and here's a little pick out to the right side. He's at the 38-yard line, and it's mauled down. After maybe he picks up two. I believe that was no, I'm sorry. Who is number two right now?
Number two is Vadre Crouch. He's wearing, but number 12 is Lucas Hall. They got Lucas running out of that flex bone,
right.
A little option action. Something new, a new wrinkle.
Second name. The 37 is getting good field position here. Three wide to the right, one on the left. Now man in motion splits out here by himself. Snap. They'll throw back to him, and he's going to run with the football and gets out to about the 34. Not as much as maybe they'd like to see. That ball was from behind the line of scrimmage. He could have thrown a forward pass there, but opted not to, and it'll bring up about a third and six now from the 34-yard line.
Trying to find that little chink in that armor of that secondary. The rush is, you know, the line is doing a much better job so far in this second half than they did in the first half. A little seepage, but Brown is having a little more time to throw the football.
Two receivers either side of the set, third and six of it play here in the third quarter for Pisgah's offense as they are inside Tuscola territory. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Snap, rolls to the right side. He's looking downfield and wants to throw deep downfield. He's got a man down there, Hunter Wyke. It is caught. Is he in? Touchdown, Big Black.
I tell you what, he got behind the secondary. His corner man lost track of him. Hunter went to the corner of the end zone and Brown found him and lost a little too much air underneath it, allowing that secondary man to get it. But what Wyke did was he turned his back to the defender to shield him.
Right. And he was square to the box. He was square to the football, which is what you want to do if you've got the time and that option. Pisgah leads at 16-7 after the touchdown throw. That was how many yards? 33 yards, something along those lines. 34 yards. Yeah, Pisgah looks like they're going to go for the two-point conversion here. Here's a snap. They try to give it off. No, McKinley Brown takes it. He scores. McKinley Brown finds his way to the end zone on the two-point conversion. And now Pisgah has opened up an 18-7 lead with 5:04 left to go in the third quarter. The Pisgah crowd is excited, and the Tuscola crowd is stunned. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
So with 5:04 left to go here in the third quarter, Pisgah extends that lead now. It was a 3-point lead. Now it's an 11-point lead, and that's a big change. Pisgah set to kick it back off again. A nice drive right there by the Black Bears. Two terrific pass plays orchestrated in a drive to make that happen.
Well, that's what they, you know, they were looking at. Nice halftime adjustment. The pass, middle pass has been there. And Wyke is standing strong in the pocket. Getting McKinley Brown to settle down inside that pocket. Chad, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, too.
Woo!
You guys did a fine job.
Folks, I hope I haven't offended anybody.
You did a fine job. Here's the kick. It's a short kick. It'll bound on the turf, and now it's live. And I think Pisgah's got a chance to have it, Chuck.
They do.
They do.
Johnny Mayer picked it up. That it bounced, and all the Tuscone players thought the other one was going to get it.
And it just hit in between them right there. And Pisgah will pick up the football now at the 30-yard line.
Cody Riddle got that one, not Donnie Mann.
All right, so 5:03 left to go in the third quarter. A huge turnover, which is essentially what that is. The ball's a live ball on a kickoff that bounded between the first level, well, maybe the last level, and the second level. And everybody kind of looked at each other for Tuscola. Donnie Mapp just dove on the football and recovered it for Pisgah. They got it in great field position now at the 30-yard line again in Tuscola territory. We'll see what we do on offense. That Pisgah crowd, that Pisgah sideline is just absolutely bonkers right now. Three receivers right, one to the left. Now they'll split out back. He's out there too. Back to pass, looking under pressure. Here it comes. A lot of pressure. He goes down. A sack, 45-yard line. Tuscola, that's just what the doctor ordered. They lost probably 15 yards on that play.
Well, Coach Chappell is irate with McKinley.
Get rid of the football.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't take a sack in that situation, and he is out. They had to be restrained. He was furious with McKinley Brown on that play.
Second and 25 now from the 45. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Will operate still on that spread. They'll rush four. There's a little inside give on a trap, and that second level of linebackers does a good job of coming up to make the tackle. They only get 2 yards, and now Fizz will be faced with the third and 23-yard situation here at the Tuscola 43.
Big play on this third down is that you're going to have to try. I mean, you get an onside kick, you try to get some points. So right now it's just you can, you know, you got to try and come up with something.
Well, we need the 25-yard line to get some chance at the field goal. Two receivers either side of the set. Back to pass. Looking. Steps up in the pocket. Here it comes. Pressure. Throws downfield. It's incomplete.
Oh, that's going to be pass
interference. And they're going to get pass interference against Martinez. So Jesse Martinez draws a huge foul down there. And Pisgah will get a first down. That ball
pulled down the jersey as he came across on a post pattern.
That ball was thrown to about the 10-yard line had he caught it. And he would have had he not been held. He might have scored right there. So the pass interference goes against Tuscola, which will give Pisgah a first down. Though this is not the NFL and you get the mark, you do get the 15 yards and the automatic first down.
They had the last time they had that, they said it was second down. And he pulls up a thing. It's second down, Chad.
So now.
So it's second down. Third down, excuse me.
Wow. I thought it was an automatic first down beyond the sticks, but I guess I was wrong. That's a bad rule when you think about it. Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side, now on third and eight. Snap, wants to throw. He's got a little bit of time. Now pressure comes to the backside. Flips one out here. It's caught, and he is out of bounds at the 21-yard line. Just a yard shy on that catch from Trevor Johnson. So it'll be fourth and one Pisgah at the 21-yard line.
Well, you're going to – could you go for a field goal? They got something going. They're not bring on the field goal.
All right, so fourth and one here. A big play for Pisgah's offense. Maybe they try to draw them off sides. Both teams will have three timeouts left. Steps under center, takes a snap, and no, he's not going to get it. And on a second effort, I believe he does, Chuck.
Yes, he did. That was a third effort. McKinley Brown broke off, peeled back, no whistle, and they're going to mark it past the line of scrimmage. And that looks to be by Mark.
Yeah, he got it.
First down is the white hat.
So 20-yard line is the spot. No, they're going to say Tuscola got it. They didn't even measure. They didn't measure. How can they not measure? Wow. Coach Chappell on the far sideline is livid. They have signaled first down Tuscola, but they haven't even brought over the sticks, and the football is on the Tuscola side of the 20. And the stick looks like it's right on the 20. How can they not ask for a measurement? Wow, Chuck. Wow.
I'm not saying anything.
Tuscola gets the football. 18-7 is your score, folks. I can't explain this to you. Snap. They're going to run with it off the right side for a yard and a half. It'll be second down. We'll have to ask Coach about that tomorrow.
I'm telling you right now, and they smell it, is that when Bryce Myers runs the ball, when they get a grip on him, their bodies, and Myers is staggering. They will refuse to take this kid out. This kid is injured.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what
so
they're doing is they're coming.
Hurt the first half?
Yeah, I mean, there was two players hurt, and he was one of them. And they had to carry him off. He got back on, taped it up. And then Vodrick tackled him at the knees. That last one, he was, you know, had three bears on him, and the fourth guy came in and went right to his knees, the knees.
Jack, I want to say this. I hope that decision not to measure there doesn't come back to haunt us. Two receivers to the right, two to the left on second and eight for Tuscola. Snap. They want the throw. Here comes pressure. He's got a little bit of room to run, and we'll get out to the 29-yard line. So it'll be third down and one from right there as they ran out of the pocket after the pocket collapsed. 2:24 clock continues to move here in the third quarter. Black Bears lead at 18-7 here.
Well, that was a nice job by Colton Shuler to stay his ground, keep Woody Cornwell, the quarterback, right in front of him, and not get over dramatic out there. I mean, he just kept him right in front of him to make the play.
Third and a yard and a half. Big play defensively for Pisgah here. Full house backfield. Snap. They're going to try to run with it straight ahead, and they got it. By about 2 yards, they'll mark him at the 31-yard line. So heavy running right there for Tuscola. Converts the first down now at the 31. Still in their territory here. 1:54 stop of the clock here to move the chain. They'll restart as soon as they're set, and they do it now. 18-7 is your score. Pisgah with a two-score lead and a two-score lead beyond a field goal and a touchdown with 11. So it's a two-possession game, it's got to be at least two touchdowns. Snap. Gives straight ahead, and they'll bounce it off the left side.
He fumbles.
And I think it's on the turf. And it is. And Pisgah has it. Pisgah got it right back at the 34-yard line. I didn't see it come out.
Dylan Hanna, they just undercutted Houston McCracken, and Houston fumbled the football, and it was recovered by Dylan Hanna at the Tuscola 34-yard line.
Pisgah gets the football back at the 34. Chuck, one of the things that I think it's worth mentioning here. The emotion in the stadium maybe doesn't just affect the people that are directly tied with one team or the other.
Right.
Going back to the emotion thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Big turnover now for the Black Bears.
Right. Two receivers to the three to the left side, one to the right now from the 34. Here's a snap, and they'll pitch it out to the right side. Tries to find some running room, and it closes down pretty quickly, but he is able to scamper out of bounds at about the 31 or so. For maybe a pickup of three, we'll call it second 7 with 1:16 left and the clock continuing to move. Close really to the 30.
And Lucas Hall is down. Wait a minute, let me get my glasses. No, it's a Tuscola player.
It is a Tuscola player.
Jim Mraz, a fine athletic trainer, running out.
Our trainers are over there tending to him on our sideline at the 32.
Do not see it. It is a Tuscola player.
Yeah. All right, let's catch you up with some scores from around the region tonight. Rosman down 27-16 to Robbinsville. Murphy 34-0 over Andrew. Swain 48-0 over Cherokee. Polk 21-0 over Avery. Smoky Mountain, East Henderson, Blade. We're not sure what's going on there. 7-6, Smoky Mountain had a lead. Hendersonville 20-6 over Mitchell. Brevard 35-14 over West. Franklin 25-8 over North Henderson.
That's John Martinez coming off the field. He looks to be fine. Good for him.
I believe Irwin has a 21-7 lead as well.
Robinson was ahead of them 7-0.
Is that right?
Yeah. For a long time.
All right, so it's 2nd and 7 here from the 32-yard line of Tuscola. Pisgah driving from right to left in front of us. Three receivers left, one right. Back to pass. McKenna Brown's got time. Now he steps up, throws, and is caught. First down and out of bounds at the 23-yard line. What a nice catch by Trevor Johnson coming back to the football.
Well, Brown just pulled himself laterally. He got flushed from the pocket. It looked
he was going to run, and all of a sudden, right 1 yard before the line of scrimmage, he made a beeline to the sidelines, went lateral, and waited for Trevor to open into that pocket and threw him a strike.
Again, we want to welcome all of our listeners on the Armed Forces Radio Network all around the world. It's a pleasure to broadcast this game for you tonight. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Pisgah leads it by 11 here, late in the third. They're driving again. Here's a snap. They pitch to the left side. It's on turf, and I think Tuscola has it. Maybe no. I think they got it back.
Dylan Hannon got it back.
Dylan Hannon was found a way to get the football back. He have it for a moment there and was able to get back on it. So it'll be Pisgah possession now on third down and long.
As the clock's ticking with 35 seconds and winding down, I just grabbed that pitching, man. That ball gets on the ground.
It's dangerous, yeah.
You're trying to nurse an 18-7 lead going into the fourth quarter.
Well, here's the thing, too, Chuck. When a right-handed quarterback's got to make a pitch out to the left side, typically he has to make it with his unfavorable hand.
Right.
That might be part of it.
He's right-handed, and he had to pick it with his left.
Right, exactly. That's going to do it here for the third quarter. Pisgah will have a long play coming up, but they are in Tuscola field position at the 26-yard line, and they lead it 18-7 as we go to the fourth quarter now. Back in just a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has seed, fertilizer, hay, and everything you need at fair prices to keep your farm, lawn, and garden looking and working its best. Check on Riverview's exclusive line of Pisgah wear. Hats, sweats, t-shirts, decals, and pullovers are available to keep you looking your best on Pisgah Black Bear game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden under the big Pisgah flag, just down from the stadium on Pinland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164. Riverview Farm and Garden are proud sponsors of Pisgah football on WPTL.
American Pawn and Pickers, we do the picking,
go to the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Here's a little pass out to Jesse Anderson. Jesse Anderson's got first down yardage and more, and Jesse Anderson goes out of bounds.
They're going to mark him down.
No, yard line.
No, it's going to mark right before the goal line. That's about the half-yard line.
Wow. So quickly on that play, a nice little screen play. Screen pass goes for big yardage. Now Black Bears have it. First and goal. What about the 3-inch line?
They put the trips to the far side of the field and just ran Anderson right up underneath them.
Two receivers the other side of the set. First and goal from the half-inch line. Snap, and he fumbles the football. It's on the turf, and we got it back. So Dylan Hannah lays on it after the exchange right there. Center quarterback doesn't go well, but you're able to maintain possession, that's a big deal.
McKinley got a little too impatient in that. He was trying to move before he got the snap.
Yeah. All right. Two receivers decide to set again. Brown, snap. He's going to carry. Brown pushed in by Dylan, and he scores! 11-20 in the fourth quarter. Pisgah has tacked on six more.
That looked like the USC Reggie Bush pushing Matt Leinart into the end zone against Notre Dame several years ago.
Yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to Dylan Hannah right there. Yeah, Dylan Hannah right there on that push.
It's not supposed to happen, but we're not saying anything.
Everybody does it.
We're not saying anything.
This will go back out there in that swinging gate deal. With everybody off to the left side, two receivers to the far right side, and the quarterback center on top of the football is Brown. Will tell Hannah what to do on this snap. Now man in motion. Snap is low. He'll try to run for it. Is he in? No, it's no good. It's going to be fumbled into the end zone, so no good. And we'll stay right at 24-7 with the Pisgah lead here in the fourth quarter. Back in just a moment, AM 920 WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Mary Ann Freeman talks about Singleton's Automotive in Canton.
Car care with character suits Singleton's Automotive. I have to depend on my vehicle. I would recommend Singleton's to anybody, and I do. I would definitely tell a friend, if you need car work, take your car to Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Clyde Highway. I tell them the phone number is 648-8300. Every time I'm there, I try to get their ink pens, and I give out their ink pens for them.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernetz, Rhonda Berg, Tim Hodges with you here tonight. Chuck, reset the field for us right now, brother.
Well, I tell you what, it's 24-7, 11:20 left in this football game, and Pisgah's adjustments is the fact that they're going to the air. They've moved the football all season long, and it's been the air attack, and right now, Pisgah or Tuscola has to wonder if they're going to be able to throw, having thrown two interceptions.
Are
so
they
far.
Going to be able to have to make these big time adjustments now? The ball's on the turf again, and they line on the 31 yard line. So now maybe they have to get out of that game plan down.
Well, they don't like to throw the football.
Well, but you're down what 17 points here in the middle part of the fourth quarter.
When you don't throw a lot, and then what happens is when you get in the big game and you throw two picks, in the first half. That stays in the back of your mind. This is 24-7. This is
a three-score game in the fourth.
Right.
I mean, you had a three-point lead going into halftime, and it's been all Pisgah in the second half. Pisgah's defense continues to remain stout. It has all year long. Two receivers to the left for Tuscola. One setback, double tight end set. Wants to throw, flips one out here. He stepped in front of it, couldn't make the play. It is caught at the 36-yard line. We almost jumped that route. A nice little catch out there, but only for 4 or 5 yards. It'll be second down at the 42-yard line for the Mountaineers.
Nice square out by Adam Chambers. Woody Cornwell threw a nice strike. Almost got it picked off as Lucas Hall was trying to get up underneath that out pattern. But the fact was, as Hunter White and Lucas Hall got there to keep them in bounds and keep the clock running.
Three receivers out to the right side. One setback. They want to throw again. Back to pass. He's flushed out. He can run a little bit. He's at the 40-yard line and out of bounds at the 42-yard line. He probably got the first down right there as he went out of bounds with 10:36
left. No, they're going to mark it probably a yard short.
You think? No. First down.
Chad, they marked it. It was a yard short, and they moved the chains. They marked the first down, and it was short a yard.
Now, these are interesting situations here. 10:36 here in the fourth. Tuscola first down at the 41. They run the football straight ahead. He runs into a wall of white jerseys. Not a lot there, maybe a yard.
Boy, they're throwing these yellow footballs all over. I'm thinking there's a flag. From up here, the Tuscola cheerleaders are throwing yellow footballs all over, and we've seen a lot of these flags, haven't
Absolutely.
We? Absolutely. No flags on the play, folks, just yellow footballs.
Second and nine from the 42-yard line for the Mountaineers. Two receivers to the three receivers to the right. One set with 9:58 to go. Pisgah and a 17-point lead. Back to pass, looking, steps up in the pocket. He'll run with it, gets by two men, three men. Now off to the races and drugged down from behind. A nice tackle from behind
by
Holt Underwood, which saved it a little bit. But they get the first down in Pisgah territory at the 42. It looks like that Pisgah's doing a good job in the secondary because all of these are plays that he wants to throw and can't find anybody.
What is
over.
Happening is the front line is trying to put pressure, but the tackles are pressing down the defensive tackles of Pisgah into the middle, creating an avenue and a route for Woody Cornwell to get around the pile. You got to keep him in that pocket.
Two receivers to the right, one setback on first down from the 43. Play action, the quarterback keeper runs into another wall of Black Bears after he picks up three, and Pisgah is hitting hard. They hit hard last night, Chuck.
Boy, Colton Shuler just took it down right there. Came with a big-time attitude.
I can't
took
ever,
down Woody Cornwell.
I want to make this point. I can't ever remember seeing us ever this animated out there on the sideline and on the field, and I think that's a reflection of your head coach. It's not a negative. I think it's a positive.
Yes, very much so.
Second and seven from the 40. Two slot receivers on either side. Back to pass. Here comes pressure. Throws. It's going to be picked off at the 40. At the 50-yard line, he's got one man to beat. It's the quarterback, and he gets by him but slides down at the 30. An interception right there for Trevor Johnson.
Trevor Johnson just stepped in front of the play, and there's some flags down now, and they're getting all – this might be on Tuscola as Vodrey Crouch just walked away from it.
40-yard line is the flag. It was after the interception. And we'll see what they call right here. There's two flags, one at the 40 and one at the 47. Pisgah should have possession regardless because that flag, I believe, came out after the interception was made. Pisgah has three timeouts, Chuck. Do you take one to just kind of get everybody back focused on what's going on here, or do you let it ride?
No, I let it ride. If this is against Tuscola, I let it ride. For the very simple reason is that you got them reeling right now and back on their heels, and you want to go for the dagger.
Personal foul is the call against Pisgah. So we'll see what happens in terms of the spot. The football is spotted right now at the 29-yard line with Pisgah's possession here.
Yeah, that was an active, that was a live ball foul, so that's going to be 15 yards from the spot of the foul back against Pisgah.
You know, this is a big game for the officials, too, and I know they, you know, they grade their guys and they put their best guys out here, but, you know, you got to have a different mindset as an official when you're coming out to call this game, too, because of the emotion that's in the air.
Right. Big play by Trevor Johnson.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Big play by Trevor Johnson.
They're going to respot it now, Chuck. It looks like to the 44.
Of Tuscola.
Pisgah will retain possession, so they're inside Tuscola territory, and we'll go back on offense here with 8:38 left to go in the game. Pisgah in relatively firm control, 24-7. You know, and I know you've heard these stories, Chuck, but my dad will tell you, as principal at Pisgah, you know, the fans is what he always worried about, fighting and all those kinds of things back in the day with these games. You hope that that is not something that takes place here, but it's intense. There's one receiver to the far left side for the Black Bears. They'll have three receivers to the near side. That's Johnson, Hunter White, Jesse Martinez. And Anderson will go to the far left side right now, it would seem, in this set. Reynolds leads Inca 52-7. Asheville 28-7 over McDowell. Irwin 28-7 over Robertson. Those are the scoring updates we'll have at the...
He got ejected. Vodrey Crouch got ejected.
So we'll be without him next week as well.
Lessons.
Three receivers to the right side, one to the left side, one set. Pisgah leads it by 17. Here's a snap. Back to pass, and he'll go down a sack. He got hit from the backside, was able to hang on to the football, though hit pretty hard. 6-yard loss on that sack. It'll be second down.
Well, right now, is Tuscola's pinning their ears back, and they have given a lot of trouble to the offensive line of Pisgah. They're just having trouble keeping them off of McKinley. McKinley,
I think he did a good job of holding on.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. He's still holding on to that football because he when he went to his backside and then he pulled up and set to look downfield, he turned his front side to that oncoming rusher.
Three receivers to the near side, one out to the far side. That's Anderson by himself out there. Snap. Here's a pitch to the left side. A little bit of the lane right there. 40-yard line, close to the first down. And that's Lucas Hall on that carry.
And the clock running. Correct. At 7:42 and 24-7 lead. That's big, and
yeah,
that's a big game on the run.
Yeah, so they'll mark him a couple yards shy. Tripped up just ahead of the sticks. So it'll be third down and three now at the Tuscola 37-yard line here. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Smoky Mountain has beat East Henderson 21-6. On the road again next week, Chuck. Big play here on third down.
Here comes the pressure. They're coming up.
Snap. Gives ahead. And a first down and more. Lucas gets out to the 25-yard line to keep the sticks moving and the clock moving as well with 7:05. Lucas Hall, a big first down right there, Chuck.
Heck of a drive. That one, The last run play went outside. This one came inside, and it had Tusco looking for the play to come outside the tackles. They had a run blitz just dialed up for that. So they caught them in the right package to get the first down.
26-yard line is the spot now. Three receivers again to the right side. One out to the left side, one setback. This time it's Dylan Hanna with McKinley Brown. Shotgun snap, and a give to the outside. Stiff arm and out of bounds. Just shy of the first down. Maybe he got it. He's close to the sticks right there on that carry for big number 44, Dylan Hanna, senior.
Hanna, he just got around the outside and got that locomotion going. He got them feet going one after another and that steam full speed ahead. And all of a sudden that guy came up and boom, he just put that big stiff iron on and knocked him down.
Three receivers to the right, one out to the left side. Clock continues to move. It's 6:05 now. Pisgah scores right here, Chuck, and that'll pretty much do it. 24-7 is the score currently, of course. Second and about a half yard from the 16. Here's a snap, and now another give out to the left side. He's got the first down and continues to move the sticks and the clock now inside that 15-yard line to the 14, Dylan Hanna. is your score. They stopped the clock to move the sticks, and some fans in front of us here on the home side for Tuscola starting to head for the exits.
Clock winding down, 5:49.
Three wide receivers out to the right side, one to the left side. Here's a snap, and now McBrown will run from the left side. Gets tripped up at about the 8-yard line, about 5 yards on that carry. Continues to move the sticks and the clock.
A lot of yards
second
moving
down
to that left-hand
yep
side of their offensive line. They're finding something, but what they're trying to do is just get away. And right now, Tuscola's got to get a timeout to kind of regroup.
We'll get a 60-second timeout here. 5:23 to go. 24-7 your score. Pisgah driving again. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium. Here's a snap and a give to Trevor Johnson on the end around. Trevor Johnson tries the right side, and he'll get stopped for a loss of about a half yard or so on the play. So now it'll be third down and about 7 for the Black Bears, now operating from the right hash mark. Quickly back out to the line of scrimmage. Three wide receivers to the right side, one to the left side, 3rd and 7 again from the 11 or 12-yard line or so. Kenley Brown back there with Lucas Hall. A lot of room on the left side. Tuscola shows pressure now, timeout.
Didn't like the alignment. Pisgah did not like the way they were lined up. Something was wrong with the formation, so Chapel, instead of running a bad play out of the wrong formation, he elected to call timeout.
We will take our last break from here on out. We'll be live all the way to the finish. Black Bears lead it 24-7 with 4:38 left to play in this football game tonight. This is AM 920 WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Winning. Jukebox Junction, backing the Bears. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare through lunch and dinner, including daily specials, the Jukebox will feed your family well.
Jukebox handles your sweet tooth with ice cream, sundaes, sodas, and shakes. Call to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light. Also open Sunday from 8:30 till 3.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad up to Chuck Fieber. It's Ron DeBurr, Tim Hodges. Third down and 7. From the 14, no, make that 12-yard line. Three receivers right, one left. Here's a snap. Wants to throw. Fires. It is incomplete. A nice play as Jesse Anderson had his man beat, Chuck, for the score, but couldn't make it happen. And now it's fourth down for Pisgah. Pisgah looks like that they'll go out there and try this field goal, and they'll run Higdon out there to see what he can do with it. It'll be nearly a 30-yard field goal. What is it, 28 yards? 29 yards is the spot. They'll spot him from the right hash, so he'll have to pull on it a little bit to get it through. He's already hit a long field goal tonight. This could push the lead up to 21. On fourth down, snap and hold is good. The kick is on the way. It's got the leg, and it's true. 4:30 left to play. Pisgah now takes a 27-7 lead. So now, Chuck, you're talking about a lead probably it's insurmountable. With 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to play here, and a 20-point lead for the Black Bears, Pisgah would have to give up 3 touchdowns, 2 extra points, to give up the lead.
Against a team that is more apt at ground and pound and time-consuming drives and everything.
And Tuscola does not have their full complement of timeouts either.
No, and has thrown 3 picks so far.
That's a good question. I know that both teams have had a few turnovers here, but if you take the turnovers out of the game entirely,
right?
How much difference does it make this outcome? Any?
Because there were some things that stalled drives, scoring drives.
Here's the snap and the kickoff, fielded at the 9-yard line, return, put in 25. Down at the 30-yard line, the half-and-half drawing comes in a tub with 4 sheriff's deputies. I would assume that means it's more than $14.
we got the law enforcement escorting
service up here.
The armored truck.
I've never felt so safe in my life. This is great. So the big half and half draw, and they're smart. They wait until the end of the game to keep everybody here. So Oscola with the football from the 32-yard line. They'll go back out on offense. They're down 20. They'll spot him at the 31. 2 receivers to the left. Offset eye formation for the Mountaineers. Pisgah. Pretty standard up front. Little dime play for about 4. It'll be 2nd and 6 here with 4:15 left to go. Clock continues to move here in the fourth quarter.
And that's odd when you start off with a run and you're down 20 points.
Kick off every football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe preview show from 6:30 to 7 every Friday evening, sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. 2 receivers to the left. Offset eye again. And they'll run it again for maybe 2. Doesn't look like Tuscola thinks that they've got a heck of a chance to win this game right here. Once again, we want to thank all of our sponsors for making our broadcast happen. Of course, a big Black sponsor is Carolina Pond and Gun, and they've been doing it with us for a long, long time. And we certainly appreciate what they do and everyone else that makes these broadcasts possible as well. Again, we want to thank all of our listeners around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network as well. 2 receivers to the left side. Snap, and they'll give straight ahead, and he loses 3 yards, Chuck, and it'll be 4th down.
Hope Underwood just crashed down on that and made a great play and got help from Kyle Terrell.
Woo! 4th down and 1, 2, 3.5 yards. Tuscola forced to go for it here from their 38-yard line. How many timeouts does Tuscola have, Rhonda?
Two. I think they got two. Well, I'm not Rhonda.
You are not.
I am not.
Two receivers to the right side. They'll go offset eye. Snap. Give ahead, and he will be nowhere near. Pisgah gets the football back at the Tuscola 38-yard line, and they'll go back on offense with 2:26 left, Chuck. Pisgah is going to break that streak for Tuscola, and they're going to move themselves into terrific position in terms of playoffs here tonight.
Absolutely. That puts them in a tie right now in the conference with Tuscola with a 3-1 record, but they hold a tiebreaker.
And Tuscola has to play Franklin.
And Franklin winning tonight, you know, against North Henderson.
Right.
So Franklin looks like they'll move to 4-0.
Pisgah in good position, though, to win the 3A division.
Right. Well, this will win the 3A division for them.
Here's a snap and a little give ahead to Dillon, and he picks up a yard with 2 minutes and 2 seconds left. And we'll see if Tuscola chooses or elects to use their timeouts here. I wouldn't be surprised if they did not. What was the half and half total?
Don't know.
Second down. Hannah didn't pick up any for no gain there on that give with 1:34. And folks beginning to file out now, particularly on the home side. Three receivers to the right, one out to the left. 27-7 is your score. Pisgah in firm control and have owned the second half. Three receivers right, one to the left again. Shotgun snap coming up. Dillon Hannah with the carry. Dillon Hannah loses the football but jumps back on it. It'll be third down from the 38-yard line. Don't forget tomorrow morning you'll want to join us from the Jukebox Junction with the Brett Chappell Show again, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning as we'll talk about this game and look ahead. Think about all the possibilities that this game has given us, really.
55 seconds to go.
Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Hometown Hardware, Plus Linen and Uniform, Haywood Insurance Service, Southeastern Sports Medicine. You can listen live on the web or join us tomorrow morning at the jukebox. Pisgah goes to the victory formation. Snap, and he'll take a knee, and that will do it. The Pisgah Black Bears have soundly defeated the Tuscola Mountaineers here tonight. 27-7 is your final score. Everybody on their feet on the visiting sidelines. The players now inciting those fans. McKinley Brown and all those seniors get a taste of victory, something that they have not had. They certainly get it tonight, and certainly deservedly so, as Tuscola will go out to shake hands with their rivals from just across the way. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll get you set with our post-game broadcast, talk a little bit about all the things that might be now with all these opportunities that are now in front of us after this huge win in so many ways, and we'll catch up on the scores from around the area and talk about stats as well. Back in just a moment on AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
When you need flowers, turn to your friends at Sellers Florist, your hometown florist at 98 Main Street in Canton for when you need to say something special. Sellers Florist can fill your needs from fresh flowers to silk and more. They're an FTD florist, have free delivery to nursing and funeral homes and hospitals, along with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. For any occasion, choose Sellers Florist, Main Street in downtown Canton. Phone 648-7180.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good it'll make you squoil.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community.
a credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
So both teams have shaken hands with each other. The Black Bears will accept a rather large trophy from...
Took two people to carry it out there.
The armed forces in this rivalry series. Again, this is what, the fifth or the sixth time that they have been to this game, and they broadcast it internationally. Again, we've been, you know, been on the air all across the world tonight, and that huge trophy will be presented to Pisgah High School, so a really nice deal, a special deal. We're very proud of that. As well, everyone should be related to our football program and to our side of things. And you got to give a lot of credit to our players and to Brett Chappell for, you know, making it happen. They had a plan, and they went out there and executed that plan.
Half was close to $6,000.
Yes, there were some turnovers and those kinds of things, Chuck, but, you know, I didn't get to see the first half. But I will tell you that it felt like that it was dominated by Pisgah, at least in terms of the second half.
Right, and you know, you had a Pisgah football team that just went and stopped the ground and pound, take 96 yards away, a mistake on the defensive alignment, and Bryce Myers took it to the house. Great play. But, you know, the fact is that it was, you know, from a statistical standpoint, they played well, and the ground and pound was not able to, you know, generate any points other than that 1 point. They shut them down from there. But it was the turnovers by pass.
Right, right.
And then the dagger from the turnovers was the two fumbles
right.
they had. So, I mean, you know. Look,
and I want to say this, too, because I'm a big picture guy, and I always try it as best I can to think about the long term. Yeah, this feels really good right now, and I'm going to enjoy it. I know our people are going to enjoy it, and we should. I think there's the thing that we've got to know and remember, though, is there's a real strong possibility within the next 6 weeks we see them again.
Well, that might be a possibility. That's a fine football team that they beat. But, you know, I'll tell you what. You know what the difference of this game was? A guy named Brett Chappell.
Yeah.
Coach
yeah.
Chappell.
Yeah.
Because Chappell came in to this game, he tested it, he found out what they're doing, and at halftime, where he does it the best that anybody I've seen, at halftime he makes incredible adjustments, and then the second half, all was Pisgah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it was just overall from start to finish, the Pisgah Black Bears well deserving of this victory, and that's just the way it goes.
Scores from around the area tonight. Again, we'll catch you up one more time on these. Some of these may not be necessarily finals, but we'll give you what we have. Rosman 31-27 over Robbinsville. Murphy 53-8 over Andrews. Swain 48-0 over Cherokee. Polk 27-7 over Avery. Smoky Mountain 21-6 over East Henderson. And again, that game I believe was delayed for some reason, perhaps lights, who knows. Hendersonville 20-12 over Mitchell. Is Brevard 42-21 over West Henderson. Franklin 38-8 over North Henderson. Owen 30-13 over Madison. Reynolds 52-7 over Inca. If I'm repeating anything, tell me. Asheville 28-7 over McDowell. Irwin 28-7 over Robertson. Those are the scores that we have for you. When we return, we'll catch up on all the things going on here. Still a lot of movement, a lot of things going on the field as far as celebration and so forth. And both teams, catch you up on the stats from tonight's game, which you'll be interested in hearing as well. Back in just a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
When you combine two cups of comfort food with a heaping cup of local character, you've got SIDS on Main in downtown Canton, serving delicious food just the way you like it in a cozy atmosphere. SIDS on Main is proud to support the Pisgah Bears, and they remind you they're open late after all home games, serving a late-night menu. Also, book your holiday party early. We have accommodations for groups of 10 to 200.
Sid's on Main, 117 Main Street, Canton. Phone 492-0618.
You need some cash. There ain't no doubt. Come on, not a pawn and gun. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come on, not a pawn and gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Come on, not a pawn and gun. You gotta fight for your right to bear arms. You gotta fight for your right.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
Aww.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at five convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Finish up the break, Ron DeBerg, expert statistician and broadcaster, hands me tonight's statistics. For Tuscola to start, McCracken with 12 carries for 22 yards. Bryce Myers, nine carries for 106, and he played hurt and sounds for most of the game.
And one carry was for 96.
Cornwell, seven carries for 30, and it was Herbertson, eight carries for 26. In terms of through the air, Tuscola was essentially a non-factor. They were one of four throwing the football with some turnovers there, some interceptions as well. So when we look at their final statistics for the night, Chuck, they had less than 200 yards of offense from scrimmage, 14 yards passing.
14 yards is the thing that stuck out to me looking at that stat sheet, and I'm thinking, you know, this team came in at 6-1 overall,
right,
and, you know, they relied on the ground and pound, but they, other than one play, they just couldn't generate anything. And it was Pisgah's defense that just, you're not going to run, you know, and Bryce Myers is as good as they can, you know, come.
Right.
But they, once he got that carry, they went after him. And it wasn't one guy solo tackles. It was three and four Black Bears taking shots at him.
Pisgah was not spectacular in terms of their offense. Didn't have a 600-yard output, but a very efficient 276-yard output. And I think the thing that stands out in my mind is that we were very efficient, and we did it both ways. Rushing the football, we had 104 yards. Most of that came in the first half. In the second half, we threw the ball, which was a product for 105, which was a product of those adjustments that you talked about.
Right.
276 total yards. We look at McKinley Brown's night, through the air, 11 of 16 for 172, threw two touchdowns. When we look at the ground game, I think a big factor here has to be Lucas Hall coming up big as a back, only 53 yards, but he did that on 10 carries, so a 5.3-yard average carrying the football. Lucas Hall got us those big yards, and then you saw some of the things that we were able to do with a big number 44 there at the end. But to me, Lucas Hall made this a balanced game and allowed us to do some different things, with maybe perhaps opened up some of the things that we did in the second half.
Absolutely, and that when you can have some a semblance of a running game, that's going to help your passing game. And I want to bring this 209 yards of total offense by McKinley Brown. And just by my calculations, eyeballing it, three passes that were dropped, and they would have gone and added on probably another 40 to 50 yards of passing to him. I mean, the kid just, and he was MVP. He was awarded the Great American Rivalry Series MVP, and it was a good night for Pisgah's defense. It was a good night for their offense. It was a good night for the kicking game. Nobody say anything, but Nathan Higdon, 42-yard field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And another field goal of 29. So two field goals by Nathan Higdon. going to Davidson. So, I mean, it was just all night long. It was the boys in all white, and the good guys wear black tonight, and black and red. And the Pisgah Black Bears now move the series. Tuscola still holds the lead, but they're closing back to try and get in that lead of 26-23-1 in the series. And next year it moves over to Memorial Stadium.
I think that, and I think, like I said before, and I'll say it right now, I think there's at least a 50-50 shot, maybe less than that, but it's a pretty good shot that Pisgah sees Tuscola again. This time it would be in Canton from the best that we can sort of predict things right now, and that would be a would be a tremendous opportunity for this.
Now let's talk about this. Is that they have completed all their 3A. They won the 3A title, number one seed.
Right.
So they're going into the playoffs, and they'll at least be home for one game in the playoffs. And I say that because typically you're used to that one game. You know, number one seed, you're going to be home for a long. The problem with that is the way they said they got rid of the pod, and this playoff. For that you're going into is that the conference is low priority this year, so they're down on the pecking order. So when they put this all together, is that they might only get one game home, and then they're going to be on the road. The number two seed, Tuscola, has to go on the road. They're not going to get a home game the way it looks right now.
Well,
you're trying to forecast that.
And that's tough to do because you don't know who's going to win and who's going to lose, and with so much parity, perhaps. In the 3A, in the small 3A, at least in our region, in the West region, you got to feel like some good things may take place and maybe give you an opportunity to have more than one game in the playoffs. But that's yet to come, and we'll worry about that when we get to it. But you did what you had to do tonight. You took care of business and you made it happen. That's such a big deal. So certainly proud of what we were able to do, and certainly proud of being able to bring this broadcast to you. It's a good feeling to come over here and get that win. You know, it's a lot going on, and I think we did a good job making it happen tonight on the football field, and hopefully folks feel the same way about what we did up here tonight. You did a good job making that play-by-play. I know you don't like doing it, but you did a good job with it.
I can do baseball, but, you know, you're trying to, in my position, you're trying to be, you know, just calm down, but, you know, you get excited, and at the same time, there was a cross of wires sometimes of being an analyst and then the play-by-play. But, you know, we did the best we could, and I hope everybody enjoyed it, and hope we didn't offend anybody, and if we did, we apologize. It wasn't a malice of the heart or anything like that. We just tried to do the best we could.
I don't think you have anything to be ashamed of. I think you did a great job. So next time we'll be out again on the field. We'll be on the road at North Henderson. 6:30 will be our airtime. Chuck and I'll be there from the get-go, God willing. Next week, 6:30 will be our airtime for Black Bear Cafe preview, and then 7 o'clock will be our game broadcast. 7:30 we'll have kickoff, and then you can join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. One more thing you have?
No, I'm
okay.
Good.
All right, sounds great. Pisgah, big winner tonight, 27-7 over Tuscola. They are now in charge, and we'll have won at least that 3A portion of the division, with the 2A part of the division, for the most part, yet to come with three more teams in. We'll start that next week against North Henderson. For Tim Hodges, Rhonda Byrd, Chuck Fiebernitz, this is Chad Upton. Until tomorrow morning, so long, everybody.